Welcome to the podcast. It is episode 536. Just your host here, Kurt Geyer. I'm doing the intros all alone. We're kind of all over the place right now, getting geared up for hunting season. I'm in studio by my lonesome and getting ready for hunting season. The time of this launch, we are like 2 days from opening day here in Iowa and Illinois and a lot of other October 1 states. You guys got to be excited. The weather is looking good for opening weekend as far as like temps and moon and all that stuff. So that's exciting. I'm going to do my best to get out and that great doe debate. If you saw that clip, maybe shoot a doe early. Maybe shoot a buck if we're real lucky. We'll see what happens. Best of luck to all you guys. Be safe. Wear your safety shit. Be good. Come home to your families. We want you to keep listening. You can only listen to this podcast if you're alive, turns out. So we need your downloads. We need your listenership. Be safe out there, guys. The podcast is brought to you by Elite Archery. We will all have the Elite Envisions out into the fall woods. We're excited for that. They've already been to the Africa woods, some to the Turkey woods, some to the Elk woods. So it's time for the Whitetail woods, the home game here, baby. It's time to go. We're going to have our Huntworth out there rocking. Great thing about Huntworth is when it gets chilly, they actually have like a hole cut in the back, hole cut basically for your safety gear, a safety harness slot, a safety harness hole, a safety harness compatible. That's what they would want me to use. Huntworth jackets are safety harness compatible. Check them out. I'm going to be rocking. I have a Tarnin hoodie from Huntworth that I'm going to rock. I like that, that pattern, especially for like a tree stand, look. Also, Old Barn Taxidermy, you better be thinking about it if you plan on being successful this year. Get your critters to Old Barn Taxidermy and have them mounted up correctly. Don't have your wife hate your taxidermy because you have a shitbag of a taxidermist. Go somewhere good. Get it mounted on a G2 form there at Old Barn. Ask for a G2 form at your local taxidermist if you're not near a Old Barn location or drop-off location. Ask if they can get G2 forms. Support good people there. CamoFire, delete your browser history or download the app and hide it from your wife. CamoFire is one of those fun sites that you can get a lot of great productive gear for your hunts at discounted prices, and they're revolving deals every day. If you go on CamoFire at the same time I'm on CamoFire right now, there's elk calls, bugle tubes. Hey, there's a scent crusher bag in here for 50% off. That's pretty kick ass. There's knives in here. There's trail cams. All sorts of good stuff, binos, range finders. It's revolving. It's always changing. So check out camofire.com and get on there. Maybe save some money. Maybe start checking out CamoFire for Christmas ideas. Is it too early to start talking about Christmas? What the fuck? But yeah, check out CamoFire. Great, great people. Some of the guys from CamoFire are going to be in the studio here in a month or so, about a month. Going to be hanging out with us for a week here at the WCB studio. So that's going to be a good time. Looking forward to having them boys out here. Novix Tree Stands. Absolutely love Novix, a local to us company. I hung an Echo on my farm and a Hilo on my farm the other day for specific winds. And I have a new Hilo ready to go. That's going to be my one in the chamber hang and bang stand. So if I got to make a move, I want to try a new spot, I have that stand on me all the time. And I might have figured out a new hack. And it might be a new hack. I'm sure there's hunters out there who have done it, but maybe I just haven't seen it. I have my e-bike, still use my e-bike. And I got one of those kid chariot things. It's like a kid wagon. I don't know what the hell you call it. You put your kids in it, you pull them around with your bicycle. Got one of those, and I'm going to camo it out. Yeah, I pull the kids around it with my e-bike, but like if I want to go into a certain spot and I want to get there quick with no scent trail, I'm just going to throw my Novix sticks and stand in that baby and drive it right to the tree and do a hang and bang. So if I do that, I'll make sure to take some pictures and video because I think it'd just be hilarious. But yeah, talk about being mobile and scentless. You take that thing out and see what we can get done. So that'll be fun. But Novix, man, code WCB22. Get into a setup and feel good about it. So all right, on to this podcast. This is a super, super fun one. Outdoors Dan is in studio. Check out everything he's doing. He's a great, great guy. He's on a moose hunt right now, the time I'm recording this intro. So best of luck to him out there. And support this guy. He's a true OG of the outdoor industry. And I love that saying OG, because a lot of the guys that I always reference OG, they'll ask me later, like, what does OG mean? But I'm pretty sure Dan knows what OG means. So support what he's doing. We thank you for supporting us. Good luck out there and enjoy this episode, guys.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody. It's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys. This is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bow Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Bachman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
Welcome to the podcast. I believe this is episode 536 with a question mark on there. Kurt Geyer speaking.
Eric Hammond.
Doug Schmidt.
And special guest in the studio, making the effort, unlike Larry McCoy from Respect the Game, in studio, Dan Young is joining us. You are a radio pioneer, veteran, expert, can we say?
Everything except the latter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a work in progress. I never say an expert.
You've been, I'll call you an expert, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll say it for you.
I appreciate that. Well, professional watcher.
For sure.
Yeah, professional watcher.
Well, I appreciate you making the effort and actually coming to the studio and all that. Let's get who you are out right away, and then let's dive into some conversation, because you're a radio host. You have the Outdoor Call radio app. I mean,
tell us who Dan Young is.
I'm just like you guys, just a guy who loves to hunt and fish and found a way to make a living at it.
And that's America right there.
Yeah. 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 Just, I picked up a bow 30 something years ago, fell in love with it. And I don't know about you guys. I'm sure you're the same way. I was just supposed to do something with that mm-hmm. bow. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just fell in love with it and it just took off for me.
That's awesome. Great, man.
Yeah.
That's great. Where can people find you? You know, I mean, let's talk radio first, because you've been on the radio, what, 25 plus years?
Going on 25. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm on every Saturday mornings in Des Moines on 1350 ESPN, and then on Sunday nights out of St. Louis, Missouri on the big 550 AM.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had a great run, more than I've probably deserved.
Yeah, you know? You're a great guy, man. Give yourself some credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey,
I've always said I excel in mediocrity.
Okay. You're having a great time. That's all right.
Absolutely, man. How can you not have a good time when you get to talk to Larry Mack every day?
Yeah, no. That's right.
You know,
that's
come true. On.
Let's not get, all right, let's not give, we're done giving Larry credit.
Right. We're supposed to be giving him shit because he's not here.
Yeah.
Not credit.
Well, I'll let you guys do that.
All right. We can really roast him. Roast him pretty good. Let's talk about Outdoor Call.
You know, you guys honestly got me spurred a little bit on that. We were talking a little bit. We just did a feed from the Wednesday show, and you guys are phenomenal as far as you know, the podcasting realm and stuff. I've enjoyed watching you grow and come into your own.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And every year at the Deer Classic, especially, mm-hmm. you know. And honestly, terrestrial radio, I've been lucky to be on 25 years. Most people don't get to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly by the good man's grace upstairs, because it's not by talent. I always position the shows to be like what we're doing right now, sitting around a table, having a beer, a cup of coffee, just talking about the outdoors.
For sure.
You know, never one to be a know-it-all or you have to do it this way. I always try to say, you know, this is what works for me,
mm-hmm, right.
You know, and I think that's really why I've been able to stay around for as long as I have. But the future is what you guys are doing. It's the podcasting, it's on demand. And I, you know, that's where the Outdoor Call came from. It's like, how can I take what I've done the last quarter century and then, and still do it another 15, 20 years. And I talked to Larry Mack and I started looking around and, man, it's crazy what technology you can do now. And I'm 58. I'm still trying to learn all this stuff because I'm not an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to find a way to basically have my own radio station. So I got a hold of a bunch of my buddies that I've been friends with for over a long time, forever, and that have shows. And I said, I'm going to set up a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week outdoor hunting and fishing channel. Mm-hmm. It's all radio. It's all free. Never going to ask the listeners to pay for anything. And just have it content driven and have some fun, you know, give some stuff away every couple weeks and just try to keep that longevity. Cause I really think I think terrestrial radio is always going to be around.
What are you saying?
Terrestrial. So that's your basic AM, FM power radio. Those are called terrestrial radio stations.
I thought that was like an alien thing.
That's what I thought too.
The first time
alien or like Jurassic Park shit that was like just prehistoric,
just
you know?
Ahead of the game.
That'd be Terra Pharma.
Oh wow! First time you said that, I was like, oh yeah, right. I know what that is. And I was like, I have no idea what the fuck.
It's one of those things that you just play off like you know what you're talking.
Well, I'm
like, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Of course.
So I think terrestrial radio is always going to main radio is always going to be around. But I mean, just like in the truck, my truck I just got.
You think it'll always be around?
I think it'll always be around, but it just no, you know that generation's getting older, and
I think it's not. I don't think it'll always be around. Well,
I just think there's always going to be some people that want to just turn their truck on with a knob and not have to download anything. But I think the future is what you guys have been started pioneering in, and you know that's why I wanted to move that platform there because I want to keep informing and educating and having fun. You know, being 58, I hope I get another 20, 30 years. And I found a way to do that with the outdoor call.
Shout out to you, man, for doing that, though.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of guys that get complacent and they've done something for so long, you know, and then it's just like,
if you're not growing, you're
dying. A lot of people are like, oh, it's worked this many years, but then they don't want to grow with it. So it's,
you gotta constantly innovate and create and just think of different ways to reach things. Honestly, the neatest thing for this is, I mean, we're over in 100 countries. People can listen, download the app on an Android or an iPhone or Alexa. They can listen in over 100 countries anytime they want. That's what's really exciting to me.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, it's like you're not capping your audience to like one spot.
Right.
But it's cool that it's 24 hours, so you can tune in at any time, and there's going to be something on there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That is cool.
I take 4 or 5 shows, and we throw our partner spots in there, and then we just run it on a loop, you know. And then we do live shows on Wednesday at 5 o'clock, like what we just did here in studio. And
that was cool. I enjoyed that.
Well, you guys were awesome. And then Saturdays, we'll eventually be live on the app, too, from 7 to 9. So, but, yeah, I think the future is pretty cool. I always kind of chuckle a little bit because when I started, we were still doing stuff on cassette tapes, 8-track, you know, in the radio station. Everything was on an 8-track. You had to load it into the machine.
Here comes a commercial. Yeah, you're throwing a record on there to play it.
Yeah. I mean, and now, you know, can you imagine if we would have had YouTube and all this other stuff 30 years ago, where we'd be?
Yeah.
I mean,
guess what? We're going to get there someday with us.
Well, you guys will be able to say that.
Remember 30 years ago when YouTube came out?
All we had was YouTube.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's like, where does it go?
So it's definitely some exciting times, that's for sure.
I mean, it's pretty cool that it's 24 hours, too, because, like, I reverted to podcasts being on third shift because the radio just plain sucked ass.
Yeah.
When it was
that's a good point, yeah.
On third shift because there's... I love talk show radio and all that stuff, but there's nothing on the radio. Third shift.
We have some really popular radio shows, like Dwyer Michaels is huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's never on third shift, so you know you're just listening to the same 14 songs.
Yeah, AC/DC and
all night long, no matter what station you put it on, you know, whether it's country or rock, you're listening to the same country songs or same rock songs. So that's why I reverted to podcasts when I was on third shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and podcasts are, you know, listen, those are always going to be like the AA or AAA. That's where people are going to go. The reason I wanted to do it in a radio format is I wanted to people, they don't have to go search for anything.
It's there.
It's there. And then, you know, if they find something that they gravitate to, they can know they can listen on it Monday or Wednesday. Or you guys are on every Friday night at 9:30. So
there's a variety there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're the party crowd.
Yeah.
I wonder if we need to be during the week for the third shift guys. I wonder if that is, well, they still would be working Friday night on thirds, wouldn't they?
No.
No. Well,
most thirds start Sunday night and then they have Friday night off.
Yeah. Okay, right.
I can do that if you guys want me to do an overnight.
I wonder if that would make more sense for us.
Well, like I can always keep you guys on Friday night and then I can run you in a couple nights during the week, third shift time.
Maybe we go like Thursday night, we call us third shift Fridays.
Yeah. Anything you guys want to do, man. I'm well, behind
third
you.
Shift doesn't work Fridays.
I'm 100. I'm
I know, but Thursday is their third shift Friday.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're over here fucking Dan all up on this shit. Yeah.
Like, he's going to be all confused.
I'm sitting here enjoying a nice little cold beverage and just enjoying the
that's
day.
That's a Hershey's one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hershey's Yingling, bro.
I got to try one of them.
It sounds really good.
It's good.
They've been in the fridge for 5 months.
Well, I see Yingling and I automatically don't want to drink it.
Hershey, you like change your mind.
I had an ice cold Yingling in Pennsylvania and I was like, this changes my mind.
That's because it went 3 blocks to get there. This, it takes fucking 14 states to get here.
It gets all stale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Indiana sells Yingling.
I know. Just kidding.
But for the sake of this conversation,
it's made in PA, so.
It's the freshest there, right? Yeah, it's like having a Guinness in Ireland or whatever the hell it's made. I heard it tastes different over there.
It's the pub. It's the atmosphere.
It's the atmosphere.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah.
But no, I think that's cool, man. I like the platform. It's cool that you're bringing, it's podcast and radio. It's like the roots of what podcasting is radio, right?
Right.
But podcasting on demand, but always it's that. Does that make sense?
No, you said it right. I'm setting up an archive page. I wanted to set everything up originally where people can go to the outdoorcallradio.com, which is the website, but I've got the program schedule there on the homepage. And then like your guys' logo and everything's there, they click on it and it goes right to your website. Ooh, and then that way they can feed into your archives. Because I'm trying to make sure the partners get as many clicks as possible because that's what makes the world go around.
Yep. Right.
You know, the visibility.
Gotta make people happy.
A free app.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and too, like with the variety, I mean, I have shows I listen to every week. I know what day they're coming out, what time.
Sure.
And like, it's hard for me to go look for a new one. You know what I mean? But this one, you just come on and you might find something you like.
Absolutely. Might have missed the show or it's, you know, you never know.
I kind of went through that. I had Outdoor Channel growing up. Well, you know, later years growing up. And then
when you could afford it
as an adult. No, it was actually just when I lived with my dad. That's when I quit having it when I moved out. I was like, I'm not paying for Outdoor Channel. But watching Outdoor Channel, like when we go to Big Time, they have Outdoor Channel. And I should subscribe to it because I find myself just like playing whatever's on. And I normally would just click on whatever's on. And then I sit there and watch it. I'm like, oh, man, I never watched this show before. That's the benefit of like being on your network on that is like some people might be like, who are these idiots? And they'd be like, all right, they're kind of funny. Maybe I'll stick around. You know, that's the grab for us being on your network. So we appreciate you having us.
You got a way to reach new people.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. You guys are doing it right. It's been a joy to watch you guys grow every year. And
thank you.
I'll never forget Philip Vanderpool running after you guys. Can I get that hat? Kurt, I want that hat you promised me because that old sad daddy, I got to get that working class bow.
Old sad daddy.
That old sand daddy.
I love Philip.
Yeah, Philip's a good old boy.
We need to get Philip in studio.
Oh,
he hasn't been
here. We do for sure.
Yeah.
He'd do it, I bet.
Oh, he'd do it. He'd sit there and just say, you know, Kurt, I was out there chasing that deer. And
it
was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. He came out of that Milo and parted it, and it was like gravy on the biscuit. He came into that, worked that scrape, and he was turning his head, and he gave me that old shot. And I tell you, that old sad daddy didn't go 40 yards, Kurt. It was amazing.
What a legend.
his one-liners when he's telling a story are unbelievable.
He is a legend.
For sure.
Philip Vanderpool, in my humble opinion, is one of the best bow hunters around. I've known Philip for 35 years, and you'll never find a guy that is willing to do what it takes to put something. Once he finds a target buck, I mean, he does things that most people will not put the time in to do, and I will always give Philip kudos for that.
Absolutely. Love some Philip Vanderpool, man.
Yeah.
We do need to get him in studio.
Long overdue on that one.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, we've had the studio for a little over a year, and we had always had a studio, but it was always in a bedroom at my house type of thing. Like, now we have a studio where people can, like, there's a reason to be here.
Yeah.
Not that there wasn't before, it's just different now.
Well, now we can house people. I mean, people can come here, have a good time, and stay.
Get trashed, blackout on the floor, that's an option. If you want, you can do whatever you want, that's an option.
Yeah. No, I think you guys got it rocking and rolling. It's like a redneck clubhouse.
Really?
It
is.
It really is.
It's like a speakeasy with a recording studio. Yeah,
absolutely. You got to hit the right grunt call sequences to get in the door.
We should if we had a door.
The password.
We need one of those doors where the little door slides open.
Yeah. Last year's password.
Hey, we could do that. We got some things.
Some things in the work. We can do it. A steel door.
That'd actually be really cool. You can, hey, I was going to say, do we have a guy that can make us a steel door? Hey, Eric, think you'd weld us up a steel door with us? Nope. Oh, okay. I'll call somebody else.
Yeah, call someone else.
Okay.
Someone that has the technology.
Jesus. Yeah. But we need one of them little speakeasy doors. How uninviting.
A slider.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we can do that easy.
Yeah.
We could definitely do that. So, going back to the pot, this is what we do.
That's what we do. We get way off track, then we got reeled back in.
No, I do this all the time.
When did you start getting the wheels turning, like, to do outdoor, you know, the app and everything like that? It's like from doing outdoor radio, like, at what point from thinking about it to making it happen, like, what was the time frame there?
Started researching it last April, May.
Oh, fast, real fast.
Yeah, we launched in January of this year, of 22, so I went around just trying to find the server capabilities and, you know, the way I could upload the content and where I could have total control, or, and I wanted the availability where I could go live and do a show anytime I wanted to.
Right. That's so huge.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the nice thing. I don't have to clear anything. I own 125% of it, and it just, it all worked out. So that was the thing. And then getting the trademarks, we talked about that, you know, everybody, the attorney's got to make their money.
You know,
but you got, it's a shame you have to do that. But I mean, in these days you really have to protect your brand.
For sure.
You just have to do it. But so, we were lucky to have everything. I've got a great producer, Andrew Brown. Andrew's been with me for several years on the regular radio show, and it just kind of fell in and happened. Mm-hmm. You know, Larry and the guys helped me out with the graphics, Paul and Ryan, you know, mm-hmm. Bigsy and Ryan Hughes are just good guys. And
yeah, they're so good. They're good at what they do, man.
Their editing content's are phenomenal.
They, every time I'm around those guys, they just impress the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like Ryan and Larry came here, and just Ryan, it's like, he seems like he's just doing nothing. That sounds bad. Well, he's has a camera in his hand, but you're like, it seems so casual to him is what I mean.
He's always taping.
He's always doing something, but it seems like to him, it's just, he's just so natural at it. It's like, I'm just doing my thing. Don't mind me. And then he shows you and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Remember we did the podcast and like afterwards, like, hey, look at this. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
No,
doing nothing sounded wrong. I mean, it seems like he's not doing what it would take me a lot of effort to do, you know?
Yeah, they're so good at pictures and everything. They do a great job. Yeah. Respect the Game's got a good team.
They really do.
Yeah.
And they shoot great bows. That helps.
Yeah, I love my bow.
That does help.
I love my bow. I shot my bow when I left to come out of here today. I'll be right back, baby. Short trip.
My arm hurts. I've been shooting the fuck out of mine the last 3 days.
Yeah.
I have. I've been repping that baby like...
Well, you're getting ready, man. You got the Wapiti coming up.
I've been shooting myself to exhaustion.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to shoot this morning before I came to the studio, and I'm like, just let's relax.
Take a little breather.
Let's recoup, and then it's hammering more arrows until I leave.
It'll go quick. I know when I got mine 2 years ago, I mean, it was 3 or 4 days sitting by myself self-filming, and and Paul's brother Ty shot a really nice 330.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out the next day out to this place called Three Rocks, and it happened so quick. I mean, just looking back at it and stuff, I just couldn't believe how fast that hunt went.
Yeah.
Well, in podcast land, I've already gone on that hunt. We're running a little delayed, so people got to keep in mind when we're recording. That's okay.
Yeah.
But you already got a big bowl.
I hope so. It's also,
what'd I say?
It,
310?
Oh, he's going to see 375, 400.
333 or something.
400.
375, 400.
333 would be good, too. Actually, anything would.
Here's a dollar. I'm putting it down. 375, 400, and I want the pot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I like that. I like your confidence in me.
I've seen you, man.
343. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh, bold. I like both Eric? These predictions.
344.
Wow.
Piece of shit.
I like that.
You piece of shit. $1, Bob.
Well, he just $1 me.
I like that he went higher, though, because the safer bet would be go to 1 inch lower, and you would be the pot winner.
He just Bob Barker'd you bad, man.
Son of a gun.
Bob Barker'd your ass. What's up?
But people have to, in podcast land, as you guys are listening, you got to remember, like, if one of us is going to be on, like, a family vacation or doing something or on a hunt or whatever, we pretty much work double time up to that hunt and then dig ourselves out of a hole from that hunt until we're up in real time. So
hell, we could be on CNN by now by the time this launches.
Yeah, this podcast would already be with our clip-ons.
Yeah, their clip-on clip-on ties.
The old giraffe, we don't know. In real world time, the giraffe podcast launches tomorrow.
Yep.
But in real world, when you guys are listening,
it's been out for a month.
It's about a month ago. Yeah. And I don't like doing them pre-recorded like this, but you know, it's still original content. It's not a rerun. But it's just what you have to do in the real world to never miss a week. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, the struggle.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm always pre-taping.
Do you think it matters?
No, it doesn't matter. People, you know, here's the thing. It's, unless you're taking calls and you know, you guys, you know, we just did like our half hour Wednesday drive show. We had people chiming in, you know, engaging
so
and stuff.
Fun.
You know, that's the only thing that you're going to lose. Other than that, they're still going to get the content.
Agreed. Right? Yeah. And I think too, is we had somebody after we did that, your show, when we did that live, they're like, man, back in the day, you guys used to do Instagram lives either before or after, usually after when we were all liquored up.
Instagram lives. Thought it was a good idea at the time.
Yeah, but it always added like a bonus, like we did it every week, you know? And I think during season, we'll be basically weekly.
Yeah, we caught up.
So a lot of this content will be launching like, I'll basically have it out the next day or the night of, depending. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to start doing that again.
I think you're smart to do that. People want to be, they want to feel like they're part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I know the stuff that I would listen to or follow, I want to be part of it, you know?
I'm actually thinking about maybe just doing it tonight after we do this podcast to fire that up, because they can still, like Eric said, yeah, but it's like we're a month delay technically on this one. I'm like, yeah, but it might still be important.
Sure.
Yeah, we can do it.
Be fun to do it.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do that on Instagram.
You know, that's just like hunting camp, man. That's one. I'll be honest with you. I love hunting. It's what I am. I mean, that's in my core. Mm-hmm. Hunting is in my. It's just that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
But it's not always about the shot. It's, you know, part of that is I enjoy so much my camp time.
It's a culture of it.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, culture.
Sitting around, like, you know, whenever Larry, Ryan, and we're all together, like in Kansas and stuff, honestly, that's one of my favorite times of the year. You know, you look forward to that.
I mean, that goes to saying, like, when we were in Africa, if I would have went by myself, would I have a good time? I would have had a blast. But when you got your boys with you,
it's different.
Oh, man.
It takes you to that next level.
Yeah, that's something that
experience.
It's going to be coded in your DNA the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You'll never forget that.
Hunting culture is, I mean, I was going to say it's the strongest subculture I think there is, but not everybody experiences the same hunting culture because they might not have friends that are into it as much as they are. Or I guess for people that program, I guess what I'm trying to get at is I've pretty much on accident or maybe on purpose or however it's worked out. And I think we can all agree at this table, we've programmed our lives and everyone around us to all be kind of a part of that hunting culture. Like all our friends hunt, all our industry friends obviously hunt. And then we get to do this. We've programmed our lives within the hunting culture. It's the same way biker guys that are real into, you know, talking about, I think on your live, we brought up Sturges. The people that are in biker culture are surrounded by everybody else in biker culture. So they probably see it a little stronger than anyone else sees biker culture, how we see hunting culture stronger than anyone else sees hunting culture.
So you're saying WCB is 100% club?
1%.
1%. I know. That's 100% club.
Yeah, 100%
club. You're 10 times more.
We don't want to be 1%ers.
You can compare it to Sturges, though, because, like, I mean, back in the day, hunting camp was one time a year.
Yeah.
We just decided to make a podcast where we could have hunting camp once a week.
Weekly.
Yeah. Oh, I go out to Hewlett, Wyoming, and Alzada, Montana quite a bit, and you're always seeing the bikes coming back from there. I mean,
and wall drug signs.
Oh, I hate wall drugs. Yeah. And 58,000 miles.
Yeah.
Stop for that free cup of coffee.
We still need to make a sign for the studio.
I know. Yeah. I want to make a sign that has like the direction of wall drug and exactly how many miles it is to wall drug right here.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Kind of funny, I think.
No, I think that's hilarious, man. That's if you don't know what we're talking about, just go out I-80 and go towards
Wall Drug.
West.
Yeah, we'll go west.
When
you get past South Dakota, you'll start seeing what I'm talking about.
I remember when we went out there pronghorn hunting. It's like, just wait, you'll see the Wall Drug signs. And it's like every 10 feet, it seems like there's a Wall Drug sign.
How do they afford that marketing?
I don't know.
No, it's like, it's got to be.
It's got to cost them money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that coffee, man, they make their money back.
Yeah, that 10 cent coffee.
Yeah, 10 cent coffee. Absolutely. Yeah.
I've never been to it.
We drove by.
We drove.
Have you?
You were with us when we drove by.
We drove through it.
First.
We didn't stop there.
Remember on the way back from Bear Camp?
Yeah. Dougie, it's the one with the little dinosaurs.
I was probably sleeping.
You don't remember that?
No.
We drove like right through the town of it, and then we left.
Just to see it. That was Wall.
Yep. Yeah.
It's Wall, South Dakota.
Yeah.
Stupid.
It got you to stop.
We didn't even go in there, though. We drove by like, yeah, we're not parking this trailer and then trying to get in there. We were pulling my camper on the way home.
Yeah. I just went out there last year and shot a muley.
In South Dakota?
In Montana, Alzada. But it's right. Alzada is right there in that southeast corner. So everything's right there. Spearfish, Belfouche, all that stuff.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
Hewlett got the Devil's Tower. All that stuff's right there.
Oh, very cool.
Right on. Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Oh, it's cool.
I'd like to see that. I'm hoping on my way home from Wyoming, I'm in a hurry because I got meat in the cooler.
Yeah. You'll want to get home.
Yeah, but there's 10-cent coffee.
You know, I might get a cup of 10-cent coffee. Just say I did it. I'll take a picture there. I'll take a weird selfie in the middle of the store.
You'll probably take a picture, take a drink, and realize it tastes like shit. Yeah, it's not worth it. Dump it out and keep going.
Nope. I spent 10 hard-earned cents. I'm drinking that coffee. Then I'll probably shit my pants in the way home.
Then what, you give a 90-cent tip?
Yeah, I'm not carrying dimes.
Just keep the dollar.
Yeah, take this.
10-cent coffee to ruin, what, $12 underwear?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fast, too. Hey, you got a moose hunt coming up.
I do.
Tell us about that.
I'm excited. Never hunted moose before. So I had a friend on Facebook, name's Ken, Canadian Outfitting Company, I believe it is, and He says, listen, I love your shows, like what you do, and I want you to come up and shoot a moose with me. I said, really? And he goes, yeah. I said, well, can we film it on the Respect the Game TV? He goes, yeah, that's fine. So
better be fine.
publicity,
bro.
I called Larry Mack, and I said, hey, I'm going on moose hunt. Is that all right? And he goes, yeah, man, do it. So I got a couple buddies going with me, and it's going to be exciting. That's been a dream of mine for a long time. I grew up in southwest of St. Louis, and when I first started bow hunting, I mean, I was happy to go whitetail and turkey hunting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I never imagined I was going to get to do all the stuff that I've gotten to do the last 25 years. But that moose has been like my apex. One I've always wanted.
Yeah.
You know, that there's just something so majestic about that moose coming out of that wallow and you know, that swamp or bog or however you want to say it. And just I've shot a couple elk, and but I can't imagine a moose is just so much bigger. It's gonna be like shooting a Volkswagen with antlers.
Yeah. You know, hey, ask me how I know.
Did you get one? No, or did you hit one?
No, I shot a giraffe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, see, that's even bigger.
Right.
Yeah.
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 It's like 4,000 pounds, aren't they?
It's like shooting a freaking new Mercedes-Benz.
It's crazy.
Band.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Well, isn't a moose like 2,200 pounds or something like that?
Yeah, it's probably up there. You know, 18 to 2,000, 2,200.
It's crazy.
I mean, they're so tall. I've seen moose and bear hunting over the years up in Minnesota and up in Canada. I've had moose walk right by me. It's just, you hear that whoosh, whoosh. And they're just huge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
know,
but
awesome.
Of all the cervids, of all the deer, mooses, they're so good to eat.
Oh, yeah.
I
which you wouldn't think they'd be that good.
Oh, my God.
Like for being that big.
It seemed like they'd be swampy.
Right? I love elk. You know, here in the Midwest, our whitetails are I'd rather have that than anything you buy in the store, our whitetails.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Elk's the one level up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just you can't explain it. You got to eat it, man, to understand how good it is.
Yeah.
Moose is even on top of that.
Yeah, that's nuts. I have had moose. Yeah.
Now, I haven't had Axis deer. Now, Larry Mack says Axis is actually his favorite.
Everyone says that.
Yeah, I haven't shot one yet. But
they made a magic? What is it?
I don't know, but they if it's better than moose, it's, you know, that's...
They made a magic?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a moose seems like it would be kind of tough and swampy. Just thinking about where they live and stuff, you know, but...
Yeah, as long as we get every ounce of protein out of that little bog, I don't care. It's going in the cooler, and I'm icing that sucker down, man.
Yeah, for sure. And you're a Canadian moose?
Yeah, yeah. And I already told Ken, I said, I'm just telling you right now, I'm not waiting. If something walks out and that bell's flopping, and I don't care if it's legal, I'm dropping an arrow on him. Cause,
really?
Yeah, that's just something about that animal that I've always wanted.
That's very cool. And what are your hunt dates?
I think I leave middle or September 20th, so coming up.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be right before the launch of this.
Yeah.
You driving?
24 hours, baby.
Oh, boy.
That'd be fun.
Well, there's three of us, man. It's a good road trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Having like buddies driving. With you makes it better.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Unless you have someone like Doug that just falls asleep every 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a great road trip buddy.
Oh, I'd rather be alone.
Really?
Than with Doug, yeah.
Oh, with Doug? Well, you are if he's sleeping.
He's
well,
got I know. He's got narcolepsy.
Does he really?
Yeah, he suffers from it.
Self-diagnosed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never seen him sleep on and just fall over.
Just wait.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
He's fallen asleep in the middle of podcasts before.
Really?
I think two or three we're on.
Twice.
Really?
We're on two.
And no, the giraffe didn't even count.
Well, he's a hard worker.
Yeah, I closed my eyes for a long time.
You're like, it was a long blink.
It was a long blink.
It for sure counts.
No. Yeah.
Hey, I fell asleep antelope hunting a couple times.
Well, yeah, but not during, different. Not podcasting. He fell asleep on Greg Glissinger. We're talking about 200-inch whitetails, and Doug was like, this is boring. This bores me.
No, I didn't say it was boring.
Yeah, you didn't say because you fell asleep.
I was just tired.
And you fell asleep on my giraffe episode.
Oh, I can't imagine
in
that.
Camp.
In camp. The day I shot it, he fell asleep.
I was also tired.
By the way, that podcast. Well,
I was too.
No, you weren't.
We were all tired, Doug.
No, you guys weren't.
Just not as tired as you.
Yeah, not tired as me.
I have footage of you sleeping in the blind in Africa.
Yeah, for like a split second. Because the Cape Buffalo came in.
What?
Long you blank? Even said you fell asleep too.
That's all.
Oh, I fell asleep for sure.
Listen, this guy's sleepy. Don't.
Did you get a cape?
Hell no.
No.
Pay for that.
Daddy ain't got the money.
Are they pricey?
They're one of the most expensive things you can shoot in Africa.
I hate to ask. Like how much?
It depends where you're at. They were going to give us a really good deal if we wanted to. I'm not going to say our deal. But I'd say between 12 and 16 is what they go for normally.
Really? Yeah. Wow, and there aren't those like one of the top dangerous
predators? Dangerous five.
Yeah,
like leopard, Cape Buffalo,
lion, elephant.
Yeah, that stuff's all like crazy expensive. You know?
Yeah, I can't afford that.
Now, like you got to think, everyone thought we spent like $30,000 a piece to go over there. It's not expensive. Yeah.
No, you can do it. Well, very reasonable.
I just saw the video, man. You guys shot some good. Yeah, stuff. You got some great animals.
It's not fun when a Cape Buffalo comes in because they just push everything off the watering hole.
Really?
Yeah.
See, we were talking earlier. I want to decap an ostrich. If I ever go over there, I am decapping an ostrich, man.
I think it could be done, but it'd be hard. Honestly,
I don't know. I don't know if you could like.
You wouldn't ever be able to decap one. You could kill one.
Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna like a turkey like totally take its head off.
Yeah. Well,
I mean their neck's freaking this thick.
You'd have to have the heaviest, full length, craziest weighted arrow that you could have, and it'd have to be at like 6 yards.
Well, I love turkey hunting. That's one of my favorite things to do with a bow, but I just can't imagine shooting an ostrich.
Can you go back on this where it pulls up my pictures? There's an ostrich I got a picture of that's at like 5 yards.
I'll tell you
and they're awesome. They're great eating.
I think I'm under your folder, aren't I, Eric?
Yeah.
I'm getting the ostrich
right there,
picture
on the left right there.
Oh, there he is.
That's a male.
The males are black like that.
Really?
So one of those was coming in. Could have been the same one. Was coming in. I was sitting with Austin the last day of our hunt, and this ostrich was coming
in. That's a
beautiful one. And I was like, hey, you should shoot this ostrich. And I'm like, I'll pay for half of it if you shoot it.
See, we kept seeing females. I mean, we've probably seen 12 females and no males. And I'm like, I want to shoot an ostrich.
You go to mine.
And this one comes in at like 5 yards, and I grab my bow. I'm about to pull back. I'm like, I don't want to shoot an ostrich.
Oh man, I would have. That's Drumstick City there, man.
Well, I told
that's a hell of a drumstick.
That's a Fred Flintstone stick.
Can you eat like a chicken wing off that thing? Like just a giant?
Well, I told Austin, dude, if it comes in, I'll pay for half of it. And then it started walking, and I'm like, that thing's stupid. Don't shoot that. That's creepy. Where am I going, Doug? What do you want?
Shouldn't be on there. There's a bunch of ostrich heads when you see it.
There's my giraffe.
There's a warthog.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's fluffing up.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's dusting, man. That's
so they
cool.
Do that.
That's cool.
They do that so because they're so hot that they try and get down to cooler sand.
This, really? That's cool.
God, they're creepy, man. Look how weird
they
are.
They are creepy. They are a little eerie.
I'm just telling you right now, man.
Here's the thing with an ostrich. If you didn't know they existed and you were just walking around, one of those popped around the corner, you'd shit yourself.
Yeah, they're huge.
I should have shot
an alien.
Total redemption
they're an alien.
On my hatred towards turkeys.
Yeah.
They're an alien. And they just look gross.
I have one drinking water and like it comes with a water hole and they scoop water up.
Oh, right here. This is a video.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. This is the one. Watch them bring their heads up the same. Boop, boop.
Boop. Hello?
Hello?
He's like, some of those you could decap, but.
Oh, I'm just telling you right now, man. Boop, boop. Right below the jawline there, just that'd be awesome.
God, they're so weird.
So you should go with us next time we go to Africa, and then that'll be your number one goal.
The decap one?
Yeah.
I'll have Larry Mack rig me up an arrow. We'll do it.
Full length.
Oh, I'm just telling you right now. It might not take it all the way off, but it's smoking.
Oh, it'll kill, for sure.
But they're huge.
What do you think one of them is? 8 feet tall?
I'd say bigger, man. I don't know. The one I saw was huge.
That male's tall.
That male is tall.
All I know is that's ostrich strips and ostrich steaks. I'm in.
What kind of meat is it? Is it like
bird?
It's
yeah, I know it's bird. Like,
it's almost like a
fried, like, it's like a turkey breast with steaks.
I've had grilled ostrich burgers and stuff. They're good. I mean, it's better than turkey. It's not like a turkey, but just try it. It's just really good.
Huh.
It's not bad at all.
I would try it.
You know, I get a moose. We're going to have loose moose sandwiches. We're going to have backstraps, tenderloins, chops, steaks, roast.
I like that.
I'm buying a whole walk-in freezer. Just for my moose.
Just to pick.
There you go.
And it will have security 24/7.
I like that.
Absolutely.
Just go in there, cut a chunk off when you need it.
You got to sign in.
There will be a retina eye scan. There will also be a thumbprint plate.
I like that. Handprint.
You will not. Yeah. Because I love my wife, but when she goes, my dog, we got a 3-year-old, he'll be 3 in Christmas, lab. His name's Raven. She makes gourmet meals for this dog.
Oh, man.
You know, and it's like, what are you feeding him? She goes, elk. I go, what? You don't give that dog my elk.
No.
She goes, well, he wanted some. I said, I don't care.
Yeah, he'd want anything.
Yeah, and I said, I've already told her, if I get a moose, that moose will not be in that dog.
I got a product. I got a product for you. Not hashtag not a sponsor. Shout out to Jacked Gear, the freezer program he's got. So what you do... Dude, it's fucking badass. I don't have it yet, but I'm going to invest. And it's not that much money, like when I say that. But you buy, it's like a stock program that you keep track of what's in your freezer. So the outside, you put a sticker on the outside of your freezer with a QR code and it goes to this app. You scan it. And then when you like package your meat and put it in there, you put a sticker with codes on everything.
So it tells you the dates of when it's in there.
Dates, what it is, oh, that's all awesome. That stuff.
That's smart.
And you put it in. So then when you scan the outside of your freezer, you can see like what's in your freezer. And then every time you pull something out, you scan it, and then it subtracts it from your inventory.
Well, that's awesome.
So you know like, oh, yeah, I got this much moose burger left in my freezer. So if you keep track of that, if your wife is giving it to the dog, you'll know if the stock is off. That she's feeding it to the dog.
I will have to save for that.
Yeah, Jacked Gear, JAKT.
Oh, thank you, Kurt.
So
yeah, I got to get one first, but I think that's well worth the money.
You're sitting on your phone, that's like, goddamn Raven.
Yeah, no, there won't be. It's just like, no, because I mean, you know, that's simplicity in itself. I mean, we already got our trail cam pics popping up, right?
Yeah.
So now we can, you know, track our moose and our elk and everything else. I think that's ingenious.
Oh, when he told me that, I'm like, why is this not the biggest shit on the planet? And it will be. I think.
Well, I mean, and that tells you too. Like, hey, I got shit in my freezer that I need to eat.
Well, yeah, we all supposed to. You know, we got to make sure that's.
Or like, hey, I need to start. Let me
pull it up. That way, if you guys go there and you're like, oh, I never heard of this, email them and just be like, yeah, Working Class Bow Hunter sent us this, and you owe them royalties now.
yeah. We were talking that on the show. We were trying to figure out how many recipes or what we could do, but. I don't know how many people on our street, but I already told them we're going to have a loose moose sandwich day.
Ooh,
see that?
I'll be there.
Yeah, got to share with the folks.
I think this is.
You want some backstrap?
Game and Fish storage tags.
I will. I'm going to get some. I tell you what. I will promise you right here and tonight. You can replay this back. But if I get one, I promise you, I will bring some moose sticks or sausage to the Deer Classic and give you some.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm in.
Okay, here. Let me just clarify for people, because the guy who owns this company is a great guy. Jack Tag Game and Fish Storage Tags. Game and Fish Storage Tags enable users to quickly and easily manage their inventory of fish, birds, and game meat. Jack Storage Tags are waterproof, cold-proof stickers embedded with near-field communication, NFC, smart chips that are placed on freezer packages of birds, meat, and fish. Tags link to a digital record of getjacked.com and the Jacked app and display all the details of the harvest. By tapping a phone to the tag or scanning the QR code, the contents of the package are displayed. type, quantity, and cut of harvest, harvester of package contents, date of harvest, method of harvest, location of harvest, permit license information of harvest, in case you get, like, if you're a taxidermist for, like, if a game warden does a check on you.
Sure.
When you remove a package of meat from the freezer, simply tap and tag and click to update the status, i.e. consumed, transferred to someone else's possession, moved to a different storage location, etc. And the app to quickly and easily manage your inventory. No more mystery meat in your freezer.
I think that's awesome. Ingenious.
That is fucking genius.
So what is it? 50 tags for $25.
Yes.
That's cheap.
Save up, Kurt. You got to invest.
Yeah.
50, so four of them, four 50 tag packs is $89.95. That's pretty genius,
no,
right?
No, I think that's awesome.
I think the butchers need to jump on this. Well, sure. They know.
Yeah. Well, also not a sponsor.
And we're supposed to eat so much of our, we're not supposed to keep the game past so much time.
Yeah.
What's that time limit, though?
Well, every state's different on that.
Oh, you're supposed to consume it before you fill another tag. Right. A lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they don't, you know, so that would keep you in compliance.
First of all, fuck you on that one.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I don't report to what's in my freezer. Yeah,
get a search warrant, bitch. Yeah. That's what I would say.
I'm just saying it's in the regs.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, but you know what?
It's a little intrusive.
What we do with what we harvest and how we consume our animals, it's not their business.
I'm 100%.
I get why some people do it for like whatever legal reasons or like poaching prevention or whatever, or like going over a limit for fish or whatever that may be. But I don't know the specifics on that, but.
If it's legal.
Well, that's why that's in the code, because, you know, people are putting 5,000 crappies in their freezer.
And I get that.
Yeah, I don't think most game warden, most people don't try looking for that.
But if I kill an elk and three whitetails and I want to just keep that in good storage for my family, that's nobody else's business.
It's nobody's business but you and
you're 1,000% correct.
Yeah. And then if you want to check me on it, you better come back with a search warrant. Yeah. And other than that, there's going to be fucking problems. I don't know one game warden that would hold you to that if you're like, listen, this is a bad idea for you and everyone else. It's going to try and search my freezer, but I got nothing to hide. And how my family consumes our protein is none of your business.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's almost like you don't need to know what guns I have. You know what I mean?
I didn't ask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but it's a great idea, though.
Yeah. That's an awesome idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that this season.
Well, the nice thing about it, you can keep the older stuff up front, and and you know that way you're consuming and then the fresher stuff staying back. I think that's great.
I think everyone in this room has done it where they've had a deep freeze and you get to the bottom and you're like, oh shit, that's been in there for a while.
It gets lost. But how long do you think venison keeps good in a freezer?
I use it I've really never thrown venison away. I mean,
I've never questioned it. Yeah. I don't think it goes bad. I've had freezer burn like burger. I'm like, oh shit, that fell down past like in a spot wasn't supposed to be. And then
the abyss.
You just
trim it off,
shave off the out freezer burnt stuff, and the rest is perfect.
It's fine.
It's almost sealed it in.
Yeah, I vacuum seal everything. So
yeah,
I mean that helps keep it. So.
Yeah, it's hard. Unless your seal breaks, it's like it's good forever, really. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, it's honestly like it's freezer aging.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
We eat so much of it. I mean, if I go a year, year and a half with something, that's pushing it probably.
Yeah, I start getting to the point where I'm like, oh, shit, I'm running out of burger.
Yeah, because, you know, Jenny tells me we're low on deer or whatever. I say, I'll go to the grocery store, go get another tag.
Yeah, but your dog's full.
Raven's happy, man. Now, quit
feeding your dog. That dog's living life.
Yeah, that dog's 100,
a milk bone.
101 pounds, and he is that dog's an animal, man.
He's eating well.
He's so strong. He pulls me out of my chair, and I weigh 250 pounds. And I mean, he just grabs me and pulls me out of my chair. Let's go play, dummy. You know, he's a moose, man.
He's getting good protein.
He's getting a lot of good protein.
He ain't getting any moose protein.
Yeah. Oh, he ate one of my turkey breasts. Him and I went at it. Yeah, I don't know what she was doing or something, but she just got it off the grill and he ate almost all of it. That I was so mad. You don't mess with my grilled turkey, man.
No, it's good.
Yeah,
I got a great turkey recipe from Joe Humphreys this spring.
Oh, let me hear it.
Is it General So's Sow's? What's the
General Sow? I think
General Sow.
Yeah.
TSO.
I don't know how to say it. You're saying it right.
He's like, so he invited me out to hunt in Indiana one day. And he's like, hey, I sent Sam a General Tso's turkey recipe. You're going to come back with that, and you're going to grill up the turkey you're going to kill. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, we kind of rolled my eyes laughing at him. Went out, actually killed a turkey, came back, cubed up the breast. And I'm trying to remember it. This is Joe Humphrey's credit. I think Mark Drury stole this recipe from me, which it's for sharing, right? Cube it up, one-inch cubes, just how you would get like General Tso's or whatever. Avocado oil. The whole thing, because it has a higher burn rate, I guess. Panko. Air fry it for, we'll have to put this out. It's like 5 minutes aside. Just get it cooked all the way through. And then you put basically roll it up in whatever sauce you want. And it is good. I'm probably missing the detail. It is nice.
Oh, that sounds good. Grilled turkey is awesome. Fried turkey is my favorite. Stripping them out. You know, a little barbecue sauce and honey, dip it in, ranch.
So good.
It's, you can't beat that. My kid.
It tastes clean, too, when you do it fried. It's like clean.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about Joe Humphrey's recipes, because remember when we showed up and he's like, oh, I'm making you guys dinner. Like, it's going to be awesome. We get there. He's got everything to make this, but he forgot the meat.
Oh, really?
He has every ingredient but the meat.
Oh, shit, boys. I forgot all the goods.
40 minutes away.
All right. We're getting Burger King.
Yeah. Order a pizza.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. We should probably talk about like more recipe stuff on the podcast, just like in general, you know.
That's what Thursdays are all for in the Outdoor Call Radio app.
There you go.
We got James Perfect. Beard award-winning talk outdoor about it chefs. For us.
Yeah. See, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
It's
like so many people do it, but it's...
Hunt to eat, man.
Yeah.
Hunt to eat.
But also, too, you know, like when it comes to like back straps and steaks and stuff, nothing beats just a little S&P and then just cook it rare.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kosher salt or sea salt's really good.
Yeah, so good. You know,
and then, never mind.
What?
No, it's a sponsor. I don't want to get a shameless plug.
Come on, plug them up.
Do it.
Cookies flavor enhancer, man. Cookies barbecue sauce. You put a little of that rock and rolls. A little thing.
How do you get to end up with cookies?
Oh, man. That guy.
Steve always used to talk about cookies.
Cookies barbecue sauce is phenomenal. I never heard of it growing up in St. Louis. We had malls and.
We had it at my high school. That's how I found out about it.
And I moved up to Des Moines 22 years ago and. One of the station programmers took me around, you know, just show me around Des Moines and stuff. And we went to he goes, come on, I got somebody I want you to meet. And so we went to the Des Moines Playhouse. And there was this huge tractor trailer grill there called the Rib Wagon. Mm-hmm. And this guy comes out. He's got this floppy hat on. He's yellow and orange shorts. And he goes, Dan, this is Speed Herrick. Speed, this is Outdoors Dan. And he goes, hey, how you doing? Glad to meet you. Speed Herrick is an Iowa treasure. Mm-hmm. That guy, he's been doing this stuff forever, but he's in the Hall of Fame, Barbecue Hall of Fame. And I met him that day, and I don't know. We just became buddies, and he's been helping me on the shows for, oh, gosh, 20-something years.
No kidding. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask Larry Mack about that flavor enhancer, man. That you roll that stuff in there, it's good stuff.
It's just like a seasoning.
It's a good seasoning. It's got a little bit of a kick to it, but not too much. And you'll try it and be a fan.
We've been doing one of our partners since we're doing shameless plugs.
Is it the shameless plug segment?
Can I do my best radio impression?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Welcome to the Working Class Bowhunter shameless plug segment.
That was awesome.
You like that?
I did.
We just take Old Barn seasoning.
Yeah.
Old Barn taxidermy did like a wild game seasoning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've been putting it in our beer.
I bet that's good.
It's nice. Yeah. It's real nice.
You ever tried it on popcorn?
Popcorn is the best for seasoning.
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
I never thought about that. I
honestly didn't know about that until Speed educated me on that. That rocks popcorn to a new level.
My parents sprinkle it in there, huh?
Yeah.
My parents have been doing that for years because my dad's like known for his popcorn.
Uh-huh.
But he used to do Morton had a seasoning.
Eric just hides shit from people. Like, we'll be friends for 40 years, and Eric will say something like, oh, yeah, I've been doing that for like 20 years. Everybody loves it. I'm like, well, I've never even heard you talk about that.
He didn't even like peaches. I found that out today.
I like peaches.
Your dad is known for, he makes his own popcorn?
Yeah, he like cooks it on the stove, and then he put this Morton seasoning salt. Well, they discontinued it, and he's been like on the search for something that's been, because that was like a staple with this Morton salt.
Well, try your sponsors, and then try cookies, and you'll be happy.
Okay.
I didn't know your dad was a popcorn guy. But
he's a popcorn guy.
Never had it.
Interesting. Yeah, that's
you Cookie. You don't deserve it.
Steve used to be on the show, and then we fired him.
We're fired.
actually, he might be in the studio tomorrow midday because he wants to do a Thoughts from a Steve podcast.
Stevie Mo?
Yeah, Stevie Mo. We love Stevie Mo. We do love him. Everybody thinks we hate him because the podcast giving him shit. But
I hate him. I'm joking.
We do hate him, actually.
But I mean, have him for a roommate for 2 years and tell me how it
goes. That's a good point. That's a good point. But
still hasn't had me on Thoughts for Steve.
So. Yeah, he has. Hasn't he?
Nope.
Ooh, all right. I'll give him shit tomorrow on the show.
I was his first guest twice.
So he always used to talk about Cookie's barbecue sauce. That was like his thing. He had this thing for Cookie's barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Does he know that you're partnered with Cookie's?
I think he does. I did Steve's show a couple months ago, 2 or 3 months
ago. Was it the Thoughts from a Steve? So that's our Patreon series he does for us.
I couldn't tell you. We were talking about hunting, and that was it, because we were talking about Bigfoot and ghosts.
Yeah, it's still a little weird, but...
I love that stuff, man.
Thoughts from a Steve gets pretty crazy, too, because it's behind a paywall.
Yeah.
So that's even scary.
He's a good guy. He cracks me up.
He's a good dude. Yeah. He's a good dude. But, we'll see. But, yeah, then he does know. I'll bring that up to him tomorrow on Thoughts from Steve.
Yeah, do that.
See how he reacts.
Oh, he'll be happy.
Well, I don't want to. I'm not closing this out, but I don't want to miss anything about the app. Well, what should people know, or what are we missing?
Honestly, that's. I mean, I think we covered it. Mondays is all whitetail and just some really good. We got Fall Obsession from guys down in Texas. Sam does a great job. We got Trevor Berwick. You guys know Trev, yeah. East Coast yeah. Trev. Yep. Trev's on there every Monday with the Outdoor Drive and. We just, Pure Whitetail guys are on there as well. And then I do a show with Darren Christianberry and Nathan Brooks, who are two of the most, well-liked, professional archers in the country with, Elite.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We do a show called Hunting for X's and, which is a lot of fun. I actually learn a lot of technical archery stuff with that.
Fun fact about Nathan Brooks, and we need to have him back on. It's the first ever podcast that fucked up and we couldn't air it.
One and only, yeah.
Wow.
Well, we have two total in all the shows we've ever done. We did a Hunt Wars podcast at Austin's last fall.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
And the recorder failed on us.
That was a good one.
You need to get him back on. Nathan's good.
100%. And it was such a good podcast. And it just...
We need to get Darren in studio, too.
I know.
It's been a minute since we have hit on.
I mean, those guys can tear a bow.
Darren and Nathan.
God, they're good.
Yeah, they can tear a bow down. And, I mean, I learned stuff. I mean, I've been shooting bows for 35 years, and I thought I knew a lot, and I don't know anything like they do.
No.
Just really good guys. Tuesdays is all fishing content. We got some great fishing shows on. Wednesdays, got one of the best waterfowl guys on in the country, George Lynch. Mm-hmm. He owns Legendary Gear now. We got Michael Lee from Backwoods Life TV. Michael Lee's on every... And then we got some really good guys, Mountain Man and Matt from the Keystone Experience. So that's what I really love about this, having you guys on. You know, we got the Midwest. We got the East Coast. I got some West Coast stuff coming in, Texas.
Covering it all.
There's really... And every little part of the country is a little bit different how you hunt.
Yeah.
You know, you can always learn something. But Thursdays is all cooking. Hank Shaw is a James Beard award-winning chef. He does Hunter, Angler, Gardner, Cook. Scotty Laseth is the host of Dead Meat and the Sporting Chef. And then we got Jonathan O'Dell from the Backburner. He's an Arizona small game biologist, good accomplished chef. And then Fridays is Fred Eichler. Fred's a good guy. I've known Fred forever.
We get him in.
I'd love
to have him on.
Oh, Fred's a great guy.
He's sponsored by was Rock River Arms, which is a local.
Well, he's got his own AR.
Oh, he does now.
Yeah, he's had his own signature AR. Rock River Arms.
Yeah, they're right here.
Yeah. And then we do a food plot show called The Healthy Herd with Ben Dunnigan with Backwoods Attraction. And then I've got some guys that do farming agriculture called Talk Dirt to Me. Mm. And then you like guys that. Are on Friday night.
Very
so
cool.
We got a great lineup. Saturday's all my outdoors dance.
We probably have a ton of great candidates for guests in our circle for all
just from
shows.
That.
Yeah. Oh, I think
Austin Talk Dirt to Me would be perfect on that. He's a farmer.
Logan and MLM guys. You can really learn some good food plots and different crop. It's amazing. It sounds like it's not going to be a good show, but it's pretty good. They talk about a variety of different things.
Yeah, awesome. No, all that farm stuff's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a bigger market for it than what people realize.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. I think Hunting X's is the best name I've heard so far.
Hunting for X's?
Yeah.
I had to listen to some of that for sure. Darren, I'm going to get Nathan back on, man. It's like I want to do so many shows. Eric and I talk about this. Doug's in, we're always talking we need to get so-and-so on. Yeah, I know. We need to get so-and-so on. Yeah, we need to. We need to. There's not enough hours in the fucking day, man.
No, we got to start doing a podcast a day if we want
to
get
everyone
on.
I'm about to leave the podcast once my endeavor takes off.
Good thing you don't own any stock.
I thought we weren't friends with him anymore.
Oh, yeah, we cut him out.
We forgot.
Doug, just remember, I always spoke kindly of you.
Is Doug putting his 2 weeks in?
I don't think Doug owns any stock. We bought your face, actually. Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt. I want to get to our weekly veteran shout-out. This is Doug submitting a mobile veteran shout-out. He wasn't in studio when he did it, but we're still doing our best to get those done with how crazy things have been. So I'll quit yapping. Here's a veteran shout-out. Submit yours, workingclassbowhunter.com.
Hey, everybody. Doug here with yet another mobile veteran shout-out. This one's submitted by Sarah Lapriori. Oh, boy. Hopefully I didn't butcher that too much. And, of course, the veteran is Rocco Lapriori. It says he's in the Army. It says, Rocco is a great dad and looks forward to turning his daddy's girl into an amazing hunter someday. He has his hands full with that sassy little girl. This year, he's really kicked butt with deer hunting. So, says he's been hunting for 6 years and bow hunting for 3. So, good luck this season, buddy. And thank you for submitting that, Sarah. Thank you for your service. And hopefully you have some luck with the little girl in hunting, too. So, thanks for submitting that.
The podcast is brought to you by Big Time. Have you guys used Big Time? Did you put any fall plots in? We did, hoping to kill some bucks this season over them. And you can use code Big Time at BigTime.com. WCB2022, supplemental feed, food plot seed, works for everything on that store. I think it even works for soil test kits, but you won't need those until spring. So going to be hoping to kill a big buck again off of some Big Time. And Scent Crusher, if you're going to be in on big bucks and pushing the limits and hunting whiskey winds, it never hurts to help eliminate as much scent as possible off your gear, off your clothes. We take them from the closet to the gear bag to the roller bag. We've talked about it before. Check them out. Scentcrusher.com. Get some goodies. The podcast also brought to you by Trophy Line. Did you see the new mobile headlamp? I know some of you guys did in the group. And you guys were like, mobile headlamp? Why? All headlamps are mobile. Yeah, that's true. And but this headlamp is super mobile. It's really small. It's very portable, just like any headlamp. I had to give you guys shit on there because people were having a hard time. How about buy it or not? Why has everything got to be an issue on the internet? Trophy Line is an amazing company. Trophyline.com. And you can use code WCB. That works for everything Trophy Line, from accessories, extra carabiners, ascenders, sticks, platforms, saddle kits, the new covert, all that stuff. Trophy Line is the shit. Great people there. Really good people. And that always makes you feel good, again, when you're supporting awesome companies like this. So check out trophyline.com, code WCB. And Spy Point trail cameras. Getting a lot of questions on the new Flex. And yes, we are using the Flex, and we are also using the Link Micros. I like them both. The Flex is nice for cell service, and I like the over-the-air firmware updates. That right there is a big sell to me, because you just hit update in the SpyPoint app. And another great thing about SpyPoint is their app. They have the Insiders Club. You can get in there. You can favorite all your big buck photos, and that way they're organized, and you can always come back to them. So that's pretty cool. So check out spypoint.com. Check out that new Flex. Buy it now if you guys want a price range. Right now it is $109.99. I believe that's on sale. Normally $169.99. So $110 for a top tier cell cam. So check them out, spypoint.com. And I'm going to let you guys get back to the episode. Thanks for listening to us jap our jaws on these ads. But they're great people, and we like to promote great products. So thanks for being here.
I get royalties.
We trademarked his mustache.
Well, easy.
I don't. It doesn't matter. Whenever I talk about WCB, I swear I hear mustache comes up at least twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to shave it off.
Yeah, they're still talking about you on Court Avenue in Des Moines. He's a legend.
That's what I hear.
Two women are.
He's a legend.
Two women. Some guys in a van.
And a guy that saved you. Two guys.
Some guys in a van that saved me.
You almost get your mustache.
Tell Dan off. This story. I'm going to go get one of those Yingling black and tans. Anybody want one?
No, I'm good. I just got Busch Light.
I'm good, too.
Dan, so, you want one?
I'll take one more thing.
Okay, I'll go grab it.
Thank you.
So after the Deer Classic, we're hanging out at the hotel bar.
Yeah.
And I was dressed at the nines.
Yeah, what'd you have? Did you have your cowboy hat on?
No.
No cowboy hat. But he had a Dale.
A Dale Earnhardt
shirt. I seen that. I was there. I seen it. Yeah.
Yep.
You had the shades on, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I decided I was going to the bars. No one else decided they were going.
No. Jacob and someone went with you.
Well, wasn't Trevor there, too?
Berlin? He wasn't with us.
No, it wasn't with me.
But Jacob and Ashley went with him, and then 10 minutes later...
I was already pretty primed.
Okay.
10 minutes later, they show back up...
I can't imagine that.
I tend to disappear on people.
Yeah. They show back up at the hotel bar, and I'm like, I gotta go save Doug, because I know...
You didn't want to go out.
No, because I stayed at the hotel bar, because I wanted to hang out.
You
went
for dinner, and I said, no, I'm not eating.
I'm drinking. Anyways, carry on.
So I go to the bars, and then get all sauced up. Eric shows up. Gets all sauced up. Well, I don't even know where you went at this point, but we're leaving to go back to the hotel, and it ends up being me and the Apex guys, Drew and Chaz. Well, you were with us at the time, but it ended up just being me and Drew.
You guys were fiddle farting around. Yeah. So I'm like, it's like 30 degrees out. You know how Iowa? It's always colder than shit for the Iowa Deer Classic.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck these guys. I'm going back to the hotel.
Ends up just being me and my buddy Drew and some girls and. We're walking by and some drunk guy just catcalls at him. So they had some words and then like we were leaving and then the guy drops the C word on her and my buddy wasn't too happy. And maybe I told him let it go. Maybe I just egged him on. But so they started, bickering back and forth. And then apparently that guy had more friends than we did. So I was like, oh boy, it's a lot of people. So just me and him. Thanks, and there's, I don't know how many people were there, but... we're sitting there arguing, getting pretty close to, it's about to go down, and we're at a stoplight on the sidewalk, and this white minivan is at the stoplight, and it rolls down the window, and the guy goes, hey, it's Doug. And I just go, you guys want to help kick some ass? And the one guy's like, hell yeah. And I swear, like the five biggest guys come out of the minivan, like, one guy had to be 7 foot tall. I was like, holy shit.
At that point, you're like, I'm glad I called that guy.
Glad I called that guy.
How lucky.
Yeah. Well, he's living life.
Nothing ever happened, but.
He's about to get his ass kicked, and somehow someone pulls up to a stoplight and was like, hey, is that Doug?
Well, first of all, I mean, you can't get your ass kicked in a Dale shirt. I know that for a fact.
Well, yeah, he's the intimidator.
You would have.
Yeah.
You were this close.
No, I wouldn't.
All I know is I've seen some crazy things at the Deer Classic, but there's when Doug walks in, it's another level.
Yeah, the presence is known.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's like a disturbance in the force.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
You got to respect it.
Yeah.
Dan, what's your favorite hunt you've ever been on up until before your moose hunt?
Before my moose hunt. Gosh. Well... I'd probably say my last elk hunt was right up there.
What state was that?
Colorado.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because I real quick story. I'm sitting in a wallow. They called it the bucket stand, and I was self-filming. Mm-hmm. So I get up there, and really just a beautiful, one of the prettiest places you ever see in your life. You're two drainages coming in off a mountain, off the top of a ridge, and... there's these little scrub pines about as tall as Doug behind me. I'm sitting in
don't they call us jack pines?
Yeah, they're crazy. And I mean, there's just animals. The year before I went up there with my buddy Donovan's dad, Hilly, and we're sitting on the ground and we had a 450 pound cinnamon bear come in. Cause I was running a wind scent unit with an elk estrus.
Mm-hmm.
And a bear came around and I mean, he was close to, for me to you.
Oof.
And I'm sitting there with a bow, and Killy's got his crossbow on him. That stand's just got a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and I don't know, I was cow calling, just minding my, just taking it, just relaxing and trying to get B-roll. And I heard a...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there,
really good.
And I'm sitting there going, God, that was close.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I heard, pop. And I'm going, shit. And I'm sitting there, and I just turn around. Did I just cuss? I just cussed, didn't I?
Wow.
Yeah, oh, that's
wow.
the first time I've cussed in 25 years on the radio.
Hey. Oops.
Oops.
So, here, hold on.
Yeah.
Nope, wrong one.
Oops.
Hey, I'm glad you did it here.
That's all right.
Hey, that's what we do to people.
Yeah, you corrupted me. It popped.
After 25 years, it takes an hour on Working Class 400.
We're terrible people.
I turned around and all I saw were antlers. This thing, this 300 plus bull, he's 10 feet behind me.
He's that close.
Wow. I thought he was like 100 yards away when I heard him. You know?
But he's in your back pocket.
He's in my back pocket, and I'm going, oh, man, my heart's pounding. My knees are shaking.
He just stole your wallet.
Yeah, and I turn the camera because he's going to the left of me towards the wallow, and he cuts down, and I just get the camera, frame it up, make sure I'm focused, I'm not soft, and I just reach for my bow, and he clears those jack pines, and he looks, and he just stands there, and then he just looks right at me. And the only thing I think my wind swirled.
Yeah.
And he was gone. So I got like 5 seconds of video of him. But it's like I sat there and I just started shaking.
And at that point I'm like, fuck that camera. Yeah. I'm shooting this thing.
Well, you gotta do your job, man.
That's why we don't have a TV show.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
That was, even though I didn't get an opportunity, that's probably something I'll never forget.
Yeah.
So that then the next day I shot that 280. And so that's probably one of my favorite hunts.
You got a picture of him, like, that you can pull up kind of quick?
Well, are you... Excuse me?
Yeah.
It's on his background still.
Yeah, what the hell?
My guy. My guy.
I will show you.
See, man, that's what I'm excited for. It's like, I don't know what to expect going in, but...
I just want to hear an elk bugle in within 100 yards.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, man. I had that happen when I was in Oregon. We were hunting mule deer, and I had, like, a 280-ish bull, 50 yards. Me and... I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Brandon?
Yeah, Brandon Polinick. I didn't realize how crazy...
don't mess up his name. He just won, like, the whole Holy Grail of bass fishing.
He's a Michael Waddell of fishing.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and I'm like, I didn't know he was at the time. And he's like, he pulls out this, like, thing that he rubbed all over his hands, and he's like, hey, you want some of this? I look, and I grabbed the bottle. He wasn't like bragging. I grabbed the bottle from him. I'm like, your face is on this. And I'm like, oh,
who are you?
And I'm like, oh, I don't follow fishing, you know,
right.
But I respect it. I'm like, oh, you're massive. And this
people give like their left nut to be hanging out.
And
with
I'm
them.
Sitting in Oregon with him. And
your face is on the bottle.
And you think he's just some guy down there?
Well, Eric, I knew he was somebody.
That's the guy.
Right? But this elk came in, was screaming in our face at 50 yards. And I'm like, holy shit. That's the closest I've ever been to an elk.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. That's 280.
Yeah, he was a little bit. I didn't get officially measured.
I'm telling you,
280.
I'd be happy with a 250.
Oh, they're all good, man. My first elk was a spike, and I was tickled.
Wow.
You know.
Let me see.
I'm still looking, Eric.
I'm making Play-Doh snakes, okay?
I'm
making Play-Doh snakes.
My buddy Trey, I'm going with. I said 280 was my minimum.
Yeah.
Because I just want to be at Pope and Young, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And damn, that's pretty.
Yeah. It was something else, man.
This is Colorado?
Yeah, Walsenburg.
I'd be very, very, very happy with a 280 bull like that. That's what trims are made of, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, he came in screaming.
If that's 280, I'd be happy with a 230.
He came in screaming, and as soon as he got done, just got through doing his deal, and I just drilled him. Because if you know, when they bugle, they're out of air. So when you shoot them, you know.
The lungs are low.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah, and I just 26 yards, man, it was awesome. And Paul was there to film it from the show, and it was awesome.
That's awesome, man.
That was my bucket. And then I actually took his ivory and I made a cross, got a cross custom made on it.
That's
there
very
you
cool.
go. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The ivories are like the little bonus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's out of this one.
Yeah. That's out of that one there. Yeah.
That's very cool. Who'd you have do that?
Herman's Donnie Herman in Des Moines. He's a friend of mine. It's a custom jeweler.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is it like antler material or like what?
That's ivory.
It's legitimate.
It's actually ivory. Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's weird they grow that.
Yeah. But he's definitely not a world breaker, but he's a world breaker to me.
Oh hell yeah!
Oh
yeah.
Because
I might never kill another elk. You know.
I'd be tickled pink.
I teared up. I did. Oh. If you watch Respect the Game, you'll see me. I'm crying like a baby.
I need to catch up and go back and watch all of it, but I will too if I kill an elk.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Waterworks.
That sucks that you're not filming because I would like to see Kurt after he shoots an elk.
Yeah. You know, that's the nice thing about doing the show. You get to go back and relive those memories.
That's a great thing. Like, Africa forced us to do it.
Yeah.
And after we did it and we have all the footage, I'm like, man, it would be cool to kind of have like a little web series or something.
Yeah. See, I haven't watched any of my footage from when I walked up on the giraffe.
It's pretty cool. I
haven't watched any of it yet.
It's pretty cool. I'll have to show Dan some after this.
You cry like a bitch.
Because the video may or may not be out. We don't know.
It's a joke.
I shot a giraffe.
Hey, I was getting emotional with you. But like, I don't know. Like, that stuff gets me emotional anyway, you know, because we respect it so much, which Respect the Game, beautiful name.
Yeah.
It's you know, people think we're just like fun killing. It's
yeah,
like,
well, that's bullshit. There's two cuss words in 25 years. Here's the thing.
Just keep them coming.
Let's go.
You got 25 years to make
up. We're getting 25 cuss words.
It only took one beer, too. Yeah. That infuriates me more than anything. It doesn't bother me anymore. When I first started, it used to bother me.
Yeah.
I used to let, you know, and then now as soon as I see something like that, I just hit delete.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me anymore. But it's just, you know, people. And I tell Larry and I talk about this stuff from time to time. It's just like, I think Paul and Ryan put that on Respect the Game TV's YouTube page.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of Yahoos. Larry goes, yeah, they're ripping on you. I said, what? He goes, yeah, a couple guys are ripping on you. And I went and looked, and I just started laughing. I said, what? They're idiots.
Let's pull it up. Let's talk some shit. Can we talk some shit?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Can we talk shit?
You can do it. Yeah. Okay. It's a free country.
We got your back.
I appreciate that.
We can talk shit about Larry because he's not here.
Yeah, Larry's my buddy. But
he's not ours.
Anytime you get out there, and it doesn't matter how big an animal is or whatever, but you know, if that animal gets you excited, to get your knees knocking,
shoot it.
It's a trophy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and everything that I've ever arrowed is it means a lot to me because and I give that animal. I always, you know, I said, Lord, you know, I always say thank you for this opportunity, the meat, and thank you for the sacrifice. I give that animal its reverence.
Of course.
You know,
course.
And but I, you know, when people start going off on that, 99% of the time, it's either somebody that's just an idiot.
Is it the emotional elk hunt?
Yeah, emotional elk hunt.
Oh,
they're either just that or...
Right there. Third one.
Down one, right there.
Yeah. If they start ripping on you, it's either jealousy or they just don't have a clue.
They don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's right.
Well, sometimes with our group... they'll be ripping on you, but as a joke, and you know, through text, it doesn't come off.
Well, no, that's fine. I don't mind when we're, you know, we're all having fun. That's what it's all about.
I mean, me and Eric will go.
Here we go.
Talk shit all day.
Yeah, this is, I'll never forget this moment, man. This was awesome.
Oh, that,
are you reliving it right now?
Badass. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they actually had a fire. He's coming running.
Holy shit.
We had a fire there a couple of years ago, so I was up against this burnt tree.
Yeah, I kill that every day.
Oh, for sure.
All day and yesterday.
Oh, nice.
That's the thing, you know, like...
Oh.
Oh, slam. How far was he there?
26.
26. Money.
Slammed him.
I don't know what I do.
I was pumped.
I love it.
Yeah. There's thank you, Lord. Old Bigsy. Yeah, now see, that's Travis. Travis is one of the guides that was with us. Travis is a great guy, Travis Crowley. I don't know if you guys know Travis. He's a good dude.
No,
you
don't.
And that's Ty. That's Paul's brother. Ty shot a 330 the day before.
So if you guys want to watch this on YouTube, type in emotional elk hunt. Dan has the cure. K-U-R-E. Just like the bow. Cure Elite. It's on Respect the Game TV's YouTube channel. Yeah. Add it to your watch list.
Just when I didn't think I could feel any worse about myself, there's my backside.
Hey, it's all good. We drink too much beer to be looking real nice.
Yeah, we don't think about that.
I was watching a video from Africa. I'm like, fuck, I got a Peloton bike and
some bad angle.
It's 20 pounds.
Luckily, most of the time I'm filming myself.
Me
so.
Too.
I lost weight from COVID and then I was like, fuck, I'm fat.
Well, you just get hungry.
We're all fat. We're all fatter than we should be, let's be honest. Look at this. This is awesome.
What a beautiful elk.
Love it.
That is awesome.
Yeah. He was a beautiful elk. That's
what it's all about, man.
That's
right
what
there.
It's all about, right?
How can you talk shit about that, right? Like that.
Yeah,
that
like, awesome. Oh, I wanted to see what people are talking shit. We're going to rip them. Let's rip some people, huh?
Let's call them out.
Let's like the positive comments.
Are they still? They were.
Oh, they're gone.
They're gone? They took them off?
Hopefully.
That's all right.
Maybe they're not loaded.
It's Eric.
It's
Whoa,
Eric.
Whoa, hey.
Hey.
Yeah, they took them
I didn't
off.
Know you at the time.
Yeah.
Well,
like I said, if anybody's listening to this, and
but YouTube might have filtered them.
They could have, yeah. If you shoot something and you did it legally and you're proud and you got you excited and your heart pounding, don't ever let anybody talk bad about it or be negative. You be proud of that animal,
100%.
And you celebrate it and you go tell every freaking buddy you got that you had a successful hunt because mm-hmm. You deserve it.
Oh, absolutely,
dude. I have I killed that mule deer last year on my dad's birthday. And we have audio. I didn't know Devin coming down the mountain was recording on his phone, like yeah. the memo recording.
Yeah.
And you can hear me just bawling like a little baby. But yeah. I took a video of me kind of giving a reaction, and I cried. But I didn't post it just because I felt weird about it. But it's real emotion, you know
oh,
yeah. what I mean?
Oh, well,
but
that was 100% real.
I was like, do I post it, do I not? I've had this debate on the podcast with you guys. You guys all say post it, but I think it's more of a personal video than it is a public video.
Yeah, I mean, that's just doing the show, but you know, I called Larry, you know, we were up on the mountain and hey, we got one, and you know, yeah. Larry was so jacked, you know, that's what it's all about, man. When your friends celebrate you and yeah. share that with you, that's culture. That's everything.
It's a culture coming back. Yeah, I mean, sure. I get just as pumped for my buddies that kill stuff than you
sure.
know, like in the draft, would you say we're all hugging Eric? You yeah. know what I mean? Like,
oh, that was insane.
Yeah. Let me do my Sam Elliott. Raph. Is what's for dinner.
right, yeah. Raph.
Jeez. Well, we talked to Rack Bracket about doing a certain skull mount for the giraffe.
Yep.
And I now call them Giraffe Bracket.
That's awesome.
Which
I love how they're just down like,
oh yeah. Yeah, I asked them when we got there, I asked Cole, I'm like, hey, is Rack Bracket going to be here? They're like, oh yeah, they got a booth. They're just not here yet. And this was Friday night.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, sweet, I'll talk to him tomorrow, you know. As soon as he walks up, I'm like, I have a special project for you. And he goes, is it something from Africa? I go, yeah, but this is something special from Africa. I'm like, I show him the picture. He's like, oh, fuck. I'm like, I'll send you the skull if you need it and just make me a
well, let's just drive it down there to them guys and hang out with them.
We should.
That's where
not
I was.
That far away,
they're
right?
Where I used to live when I was a wee little baby.
Wee little lad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll have to go down there. It's have you ever seen the Rack Bracket mounts?
Uh-uh, I haven't.
They're fucking badass.
They are badass.
They want you're unless the fucking your wall falls over, they'll never fall off the wall.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. We probably have one.
Yeah, we have
on the outside.
We have a couple of them out there. Yeah, okay. We have one above the studio and the one the Geyer Buck's sitting on.
Yep.
So very cool. It hooks in the eye socket mounts, and there's a support mount that goes underneath like the top. Jaw, like
really?
Maybe the top of the mouth.
On like white. The and then like the bracket you put on the wall, you can get anything. But like I have a couple that are the State of Iowa outline. You had to have seen them at the Iowa Classic for sure.
Well, see, I didn't get to walk around. We were podcast.
When
we
you
were
see them, you'll be calling them.
Okay,
they're that good.
Well, I'm sure they'll be there next year.
100%. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They do the show circuit.
I want to hear about this deers and beers thing real quick because I didn't get a chance to go, but I heard it was awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's a good show, man. It's so that show got fucked by COVID pretty hard.
Yep. Yeah.
The first show was what, 2019?
Yep.
Yeah.
2019.
They had 2 years of no show.
They had 2020 scheduled, and then it got canceled by all the COVID shit.
And they said, screw it for 2021, because our governor wasn't going to let them do it anyway. And then, so 2022, it's like its first year over again. You know, you take that much time off from a show, people forgot about it.
Yeah, you got to build it back.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Feel bad for Cole, you know, running the show. He did a great job, organized it. He's like, hey, can we do a working class bow hunter after party? If you want to get a couple musicians. So we're like, yeah, we'll get Dustin Huff, killed the United States typical record. And then now what I consider a good friend, Cody Christian.
Yep. Yeah,
which
awesome guy.
They're both
awesome.
Amazing singer-songwriters. Like, the fact that they're both not well-known, like worldwide.
Mind blowing.
But I'm just telling you, it's going to happen. They're that fucking good. So we did that after party. They played, but the show was great. It's kind of it's a cool laid back show. It's like they got bags set up in the middle where you can play bags
beer
and there's
pong,
beer yeah. pong and you drink good beer.
And Eric never lost a game.
That's right.
I think the Novak boys stomped you guys.
No, they didn't.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
100% true.
So if I went to Novak's right now, I'd be like, hey, did you guys beat?
They're lying.
Oh, they'd be lying.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Okay, noted.
No, they would be.
Definitely. They're known to be liars. Okay. So, but it's just that type of show. It's laid back. It's our show, pretty much. It's like our type of show. And then, man, just having a good time.
Yeah, I'm going to try and make that next year. I was talking to Larry about that. We need to get a booth or something out there.
Be worth
sure.
It.
Yeah, it's only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think so. Yeah, I think it'd be well worth it. We can put you guys next to us and we'll have a party.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we're always going to be next to you at the Deer Classic in Iowa because I told John, I said, I want my corner and I'm right next to WCB, so we're happy.
We got a lineup this year. I got news that Novik's, Big Time, Buckstorm, I believe you guys, Old Barn Taxidermy, we're all going to be in the same block.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Eventually, we can just take all the curtains down and just have one
block party.
Yeah, just have a booth. One booth.
We should just call it the block party.
Yeah, man. The block party. Come on over.
Whole aisle and just split the cost.
I think that'd be work.
Right?
Yeah.
How awesome would that be?
Well, we don't need curtains.
No. Iowa shows the move.
Yeah.
Curtains are for showers.
That's right.
Not in Africa.
Bricks.
True. You're out there in the birthday suit out in the open.
Showing the monkeys what you got.
That's right.
Blue balls. That's what's up.
Well, for you and me.
Well, it's funny. Monkeys do have blue balls. That's what I was like. You look for the bigger blue balls. That's what you look for in a monkey.
That's why they're so mad.
Not going to be on my priority list. Yeah. If I go over there,
let's talk about what song. Give us
Impala, Kudu.
It's outdoors.
Gemsbuck, Warthog. Those would be what I'd try to. I'm going to decap an ostrich.
I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Have a list in mind.
Yeah.
It will change.
Oh, well, I'm sure it would.
It will change.
Yeah.
As soon as you go in that blind the first morning, you're like, holy fuck. You don't realize how many animals you'll see in one day.
What's that one that's about this big and that's a big one?
Diker.
Diker. Larry, I think Larry got a diker.
Diker or what's the other one? There's not a little species too.
Yeah.
Springbuck?
Springbuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Springbuck.
That's the national antelope, isn't it? Of South Africa?
I don't know. Yumi only saw like one for that second he came in and left.
Yeah.
The neatest thing about that going over there would be just seeing seeing the orphanages and the kids, you know, making sure they're taken care of. And
I mean the whole process over there is like mind blowing just to witness all that.
Yeah. Look at this on Google. The springbuck of South Africa is the national animal of South Africa, but they have
picture
a
sable.
But the picture of a sable.
Google. Now, sables are big, right?
Yeah, they're
huge.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Google's got some shit mixed up.
Most of them are antelope species over there.
Yeah.
They all are, yeah. Most of them, anyway.
Little beast.
Yeah.
Waterbuck.
Have you shot a coos deer yet? Kurt?
I have not.
You guys?
I have not.
No. There's a springbuck.
That's a springbuck right there. They're cool.
What was the tastiest animal over in Africa?
Waterbuck.
Or sable.
Or sable.
Sable was, what'd it taste like?
It's like, man, that's a tough question. Because
it's a super tough question.
It's like great, great, great steak.
Okay.
Or backstrap, you know? It's like, I don't know how to explain it. But we also had a 5-star chef.
Yeah, I would say it wasn't like, it was less gamey. Than like whitetails.
I'd say it's better than whitetail.
Oh, for sure.
The sable and everything?
Oh, for 100%.
Yeah.
And what's funny is waterbuck, if you look up like what, so I've read two books descriptions over there and while we were there that were in camp. And one is like waterbuck is rumored to taste swampy, the term waterbuck, you know, and then I read another book, although rumored to taste swampy and unappetizing, waterbug's actually one of the best wild game.
It's amazing.
I read it in both directions in books, but from firsthand experience, it's one of the best.
Well, I would think most of that would be if you get all the fat and trim it out when you're butchering it. I'm sure that's where if there was any bad taste, it'd be in that fat.
Dude, I'm telling you.
We did not have a bad meal over there.
Oh, I bet
no.
Yeah.
And that pepper sauce, you'd make a pepper sauce you'd put over the steak.
Shout out to Charles.
I didn't know how to make that.
We need a 5 gallon bucket of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good, man. All of it was amazing. Like, you know, if anybody ever gave a shit for anything, it's like, you're going to give a shit for donating meat to an orphanage of like when they could be eating bullshit.
Yeah.
And they're eating real protein.
Well, we already circled that wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what I mean?
If it wasn't for the conservation and tourism and stuff, those people wouldn't have anything.
Right.
Yeah. And.
But those springbuck are cool, aren't they?
Oh, they're beautiful. That sable, I think that's probably one of the prettiest animals I've seen.
Sable is
Prince of Africa.
Yeah.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. We've been playing Purple Rain a lot on the show. Yeah, they're cool, man. They're
Look at that thing.
Wham. Yeah, those are pretty wild.
They're funky. Yeah, man. You got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, go.
I'll do it when I'm 60. Two more years. Save up. Yeah. Will they let you shoot while you're flying over? Practice?
What do you mean?
Can you go downstairs and shoot in the plane for 20 hours?
Yeah, they got that.
That'd be nice, right?
Yeah.
A little archer range down there.
Why, if you buy a first class ticket, you can.
I would think they would accommodate you somehow. 10 or 15 yard shot or something.
Miss the bag target in there and punch a hole in the bottom of the plane.
Oops. Shit, I still have my broadhead on.
Yeah. The flight is the worst part.
Yeah.
Yeah, traveling is not fun.
People at home are sick and tired of hearing us talk about Africa.
Yeah. Well, keep talking.
Yeah, we might as well.
I can't help it.
A lot of talk. It's so fun. That's how good it is.
I'm not going to lie. If we had an opportunity to leave tomorrow, I'd go.
Yeah.
If I kill a moose, you won't talk to me for a year because that's all I'll be talking about.
We'll have to have you come back in and give us updates on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you have Larry come back, I want to come back.
Yeah, that needs to happen. Thanks, Larry.
We don't know if Larry's coming back, to be honest.
Oh, no, we don't know if he's invited again because of the stunt he pulled.
Maybe
off.
You're just invited, Dan.
You know what?
You replace Larry.
Cream rises to the top, right?
That's right.
Well, you know, we might have to do like a. I mean, we're fucked for all fall. You think Larry's going to come up here during the fall?
Oh, you won't see Larry.
No.
Larry's hunting from here on in. I'm going to tell you something. That boy hunts his heart out.
He does, and
he's so busy. I talk to Larry at least twice a day, and he's always busy. You know.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. I would never retired my TV show and move over to another show unless it was Larry McCoy.
Yeah,
Only reason I retired Outdoors Traditions and moved over to RTG. Because I wanted to finish my career with those guys.
Yeah. No, it's good. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong. It's a good move. Those guys are great.
Oh, you won't find better guys. Everybody's got each other's back. It's like you guys. You know, you don't have to worry about somebody, you know, not looking after your six.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Loyalty.
Yeah.
And just honesty is big.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we cuss. I have this thing in my head. Like, if I meet someone, and I know you don't cuss usually.
Well, I just don't want to get fined.
yours is for different money reasons.
Yeah, I don't want the FCC going, that's $1,000. Yeah.
When I meet someone that cusses, I'm like, they're more honest. They lean more towards the honest end of things. You know what I mean? That's...
Yeah, I let a metaphor go once in a while, but, you know, I just... That's, you know, I normally, 99% of the time, I just don't cuss. But
yeah, no.
I was in the service, man. I cussed.
Yeah, you cussed.
You got it all out.
I feel like every time, like we did episode 500 and we got fucking lit up.
We got reckless.
We're celebrating too, you know.
I'm embarrassed.
And when we launched that out, I was like, ooh, we're putting it out.
Yeah.
And it was just like, our community is just like, hell yeah.
They loved it.
The more controversial or like shit you maybe shouldn't say, it's almost like the funnier and more interactive our community gets.
Sure.
Very thankful for that.
You should be. That's an accomplishment.
Really. I say a lot of things that I'm like, ugh, I shouldn't have said that, but I said it.
But it goes over well.
But it's like, well, our community just gets it. It's like they're saying the same shit.
True.
You know?
Just not into a
mic. If you work a job site, man, I know the shit you say. Trust me.
Yeah, we say it.
And it ain't.
If you ever worked in a shop environment, you've heard it all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's what we're doing this for. We're not doing it for the people sitting in whatever with their thumb in their ass and and not, then they're a non-hunter. You know what I mean? That's not who this podcast is for. You can sit in an office. I sit in this office right here. You know, I can't talk shit about that anymore, but we're not doing it for Miss Priss, you know?
You're not doing it for, the martini crowd.
No, I mean, drinking martini, sure, that's fine, but fucking wash it down with a Busch Light or a Leinen Kugel's right
yeah,
after.
Yeah, martinis,
you know?
Are gross.
You know, it's like having
love likes, you know what I'm saying?
What Larry was telling, have you guys, what was he talking about the other day? Because I thought he was full of crap. A Mountain Dew and a Busch Light.
And all right, I'll go get one right now.
Yeah,
it's good.
Is that from you guys?
Yep, we're doing
that. Is that
it's like a TikTok thing?
He,
I think
is it because he told me about that. I said, get out of here. You're full of. He goes, no, I'm serious, dude. I'm going, get no way. It doesn't even sound good.
It's really not that bad.
Really? Well, it's not bad. Well, that means it's good.
I don't know how many I could drink of them, but.
It's like you've had a cider before, right?
Oh, well, yeah, cider's good, man.
So, like, it's like that where, you know, you can only have a couple.
Yeah.
You can't sit there and drink them all night.
Yeah.
It's one of them deals.
Okay.
It's really good, but you can't drink them all night.
Okay.
We're doing it on the show.
Oh, boy, we're doing it.
Oh. Kurt's got his dues. Busch Light and Mountain Dew.
Yep.
And how did this get created?
It's a mountain bush.
Yeah. Now, see, I saw Kurt's drinking Red Dog.
I learned that from Michael Winicky from Loophole. Winicky, because he's a
winner. My bear killer guide up in Minnesota, he loves Red Dogs, man.
Is that what you call them, Red Dogs?
Yeah, that's what he calls them in Minnesota.
Right? Clamato, but it just kind of freshens you up.
I never had that.
Yeah. You never have? It's good. I really like it. Since Michael showed me that, I'm like, man, that's my shit.
All right.
Okay, so is it half Busch Light, half Mountain Dew?
What do you have, 5 cups?
2, 3. I'm dumb.
That's fine.
That one was for Austin. That was supposed to make it, but he didn't.
That was for Larry.
That was for Larry?
Yeah.
Yeah, for Larry, too. Yeah, I should have got 6 cups. Okay. Are you nervous?
Oh, I'm not nervous. No.
No. Should be.
No.
We're going to do a sampler kit.
A sampler kit?
Yeah, kids don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to drink too much. Or we do, maybe.
This mixologist moment. Mixologist
pouring
moment.
Mountain Dew. Look how perfect that was, huh?
Boy, I mean, it's
a little,
almost,
little tall on that one. But
almost symmetrical.
Brought to you by
Cookies Barbecue Sauce. Can we get a sponsor from Cookies? Oops. Uh-uh. Say when, Doug. Help me out here.
That's good.
You've done this before,
just
Doug.
Just line them up. Good, I think.
Nice spill.
We're all quiet watching.
I'm just watching him pour Busch Light into Mountain Dew.
How weird, right? Yeah. What a weird time we live in.
Yeah.
So why is pouring? How'd you even get started in the industry?
Yeah. What started you in radio? Yeah.
In radio?
I need another Busch Light, dude.
Well, I just... funny story. I've been diving since I was like 10 to 11 years old. I saw Jaws back in 77 and it ruined me. 75, it ruined me. Because I wanted to be a marine biologist. I could tell you anything you ever want to know about sharks. I mean, that's all I read about. Went and got older, got certified, advanced to open water and everything. Went into the Navy to be a diver and to work with one of my summer jobs before I went in the Navy. I worked with... dolphins at Six Flags. So I went and applied to the Navy. I wanted to get into the dive program. I got accepted, and then I got to boot camp. Well, I got accepted to go to dive school, but found out I was partially colorblind. I failed the color test like 4 or 5 pages in. So they said, well, you can't be a diver, so we're going to make you a corpsman. I said, well, I'm going to go home. If I can't dive, I'll go to school.
Yeah.
You're property of the U.S. Navy. So became a corpsman, which is a medic, and I served with the Marines as a field medic, which was awesome.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
I really didn't do anything, but thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Can't say that.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
So,
cheers.
Long story short, I got out of the Navy, and I could not do in civilian life what I did in the service.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was basically a PA, a physician assistant. I mean, I went as ACLS certified, advanced cardiac life support, and all this other stuff. And
mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, I ain't going to work. And I went through a bunch of different things. And I finally said, you know, I've always loved radio. So I got a job at a real small radio station as a sales, working in sales. And then I just started taking advertising and branding classes and marketing. And it just kind of, I was there, I don't know, 5-6 months. And I talked to the general manager. I said, hey, I want to do an outdoor show. Mm-hmm. I love to hunt and fish. He goes, you go get 6 sponsors. I'll give you an hour. And that was back in 97. And I've been on the air ever since.
Really?
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah. I was 7.
Was you?
97.
I'm so glad you listened to me, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, you're a pioneer of what we do, man.
Oh,
I
mean, that's true. Cool.
Well, there's way better people doing it than I am. But
that's not. You're doing yourself some credit.
You've been doing it for 25 years. Can't say you're bad.
Yeah, it's like, how many other people have been doing it for 25 years? Not many.
There's a lot of generous people out there to listen.
There's some great people that listen, I know. But, like, it's... But you wouldn't be around that long if you weren't good. Like, you got to give yourself some credit. And I know you won't do it because you're a good, humble guy, but we'll do it for you.
Well, I appreciate that. But and all right, let's try this
real quick.
I got to try this.
Right, here we go. Cheers, boys.
WCB, another 20 years.
Let's do this. Here we go.
Dan, give us a review.
Of the WCB drink. Or this?
The drink.
Oh, okay.
Both. It's good.
I have no words.
It's good.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's kind of like...
It could be a little colder.
It could be colder.
But it's still good.
It's you can't really taste the Mountain Dew anymore.
It doesn't taste like Busch Light.
It does. It's its own flavor. Yeah, I think you've created a new Genesis.
I didn't create this.
Okay, well, whoever did this.
This is white trash...
I can't even tell you. Yeah, it's hard to. I can't even tell you what it would taste like.
It's Mountain Dew, but it's also beer.
It's good. I hate to say it, but it actually is good.
It's shockingly good. Like if someone did this, I'd be like, get out of here.
I could drink this.
We should pre-mix it, but it'd lose all its carbonation.
Yeah,
for sure. And don't do that because they're short of carbs lately. They're having trouble getting carbonated.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of breweries in trouble, man.
Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing, man.
No, you're full of shit. I'm not.
They're having a shortage of carbs.
Dude, fucking LaCroix is panicking.
Thank God.
LaCroix bought it all. They bought all the carbonation.
LaCroix can
that's LaCroix not a thing.
Piss off this earth from all I care.
That's not a thing.
I'm just telling you what I saw in the news.
Well, how do you get carbonation?
A carbonator.
What's that?
You know.
How's that black magic work?
Gases and all that other fun stuff.
I don't know.
You know everything. Come on, you shot a giraffe.
Yeah, you're the guy.
I shot a giraffe, so I know what carbonation is.
Murderer.
I don't know.
It's pretty good. I like how we're all supposed to sample it, but we're all drinking it really fast.
I drank the whole thing. That was actually
you poured a lot.
I'm telling you,
carbonation is like some Willy Wonka shit.
Yeah, no one really knows how it works. I think you'd run your car off carbonation.
Probably,
dude. If you dumped a LaCroix into your car, it'd run.
No, it wouldn't.
Dude, steak, you ever try to chug LaCroix?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, I'd rather do like 40 shots of Rumpelmans.
I'm just going to tell you right now, I've never heard of this brew.
You have not?
But this is...
I don't get from the Yingling? Same six-pack why one's Hershey's and one's not.
I know, but this is...
a variety pack.
It's very good.
Oh.
The Hershey's was good, but this is actually good. The black and tan?
All I know is LaCroix can go to hell. That's the most disgusting thing I ever tasted in my life.
Yeah, but you don't appreciate fine dining.
You're going to be happy when you get back to Des Moines. There's a new brewery downtown.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It opened up.
What's that called?
Do they specialize in carbonation?
They do. You guys will like it because it's like five, four-minute walk from the Deer Classic.
No shit.
I'm not making that up. Just opened up.
What's it called?
I don't know the name of it. It just opened up.
Oh.
But it's just right down from the class. Doug will be happy.
All right. Some ladies there for Doug.
Yeah, get the van guy ready.
All right, here's a prediction we got for the crew. Does your girlfriend listen to the show?
No.
Okay. Doug has a new girlfriend. This is new territory for Doug. Do you want to do the?
He's making Play-Doh snakes over there.
Yeah.
Making Play-Doh snakes.
I was going to applaud, but I didn't want to get overexcited.
Do we think Doug's girlfriend will make it through the fall hunting season?
You know, I've heard stories, Doug, so I don't want to say anything.
Give us your prediction.
Honestly?
Honest. We're here. Honesty is what we do on Working Class. Okay. Hunter.
I appreciate your honesty.
I think she'll make it till February 10th.
Wow.
Wow, that's making it through deer season.
Hey, right before Valentine's Day. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Then she's gone.
Eric, are we making a date prediction when she's going to make it, or are we just making a prediction?
She makes it or she doesn't.
Well, so, wait, are you saying she's going to... we're done by then?
No, I'm just saying that's usually when the new bows are all out. So I figure before you buy our Valentine's, you're going to order a new bow.
Oh.
They're not quite to the funding financial in I don't think.
They've been dating what? How long have you guys been dating? 2 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be her.
Okay, so you're giving her a pass. All right,
damn, Dan.
Yeah. All right, pass. Damn, Dan. Pass. So we're going pass for hunting season.
I think they make it through hunting season.
Okay, Eric.
Knowing how Doug hunts, the odds of her making it through hunting season is slim to none.
Okay, ask me now.
Okay, Kurt, what would you think of?
Fail. Yeah.
See, I've never seen Doug this happy.
Hey, listen, I've seen Doug happy.
F plus.
Here's can I give some background?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm really happy for you, Doug.
Thank you.
But she was not like I feel like if I had a girl and I went to Africa and killed some big shit like Doug did, I feel like my girl should be like super stoked. And she just didn't seem all that stoked.
And she wasn't.
That to me seems
she
like
wasn't.
It was kind of like a burden that Doug was there. Cool, now get home. And when Doug's like it's November. It's October 20th. There's a cold front. I know we're supposed to hang. Deuces. You know, I've been thinking, if you're not going to make time for me,
you think you're going to be able to sit a whole week this year, all day since? Sit?
Well, I probably won't be able to because my vacation time is gone. But maybe.
So you guys are getting all this backstory stuff I didn't hear.
Well, you got to imagine. She made it through bear camp with a week with like one text a night.
Yeah, that was like the freshest you could have been.
Yeah,
you guys started dating.
She didn't get rid of anything. Still talking to other dudes at that point.
Yeah, probably. and then
I know how it goes.
Two weeks
right?
in South Africa. Yeah.
Yeah, but she wasn't thrilled.
No, not really.
Well, you know, the most important thing is it's between you and her.
You know what I say? It is what it is.
Yeah.
Doug, you think she'll make it? Give us a pass fail.
I really hope she doesn't listen to this. The one episode she ever listens to is this one.
For some reason.
Of course, honey. You'll make it. Our relationship can withstand anything after 4 months.
He's like, love you.
75% chance she makes it.
It's just different.
Well, I guess it depends when I kill, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, if you're super efficient, she'd be like, this is great. But then you got next year, like, you can't, you almost have to run her through the shit early.
In the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, I put her through quite a bit already.
Can I ask you one simple question? Is she for or against putting your mounts up on the wall at home?
She's not the biggest fan.
Nope, out.
Out.
Get rid of
Goodbye.
Her.
Goodbye.
You got to get rid of her, dude. You need a girl on board.
Yeah. When I was dating my wife, I took her downstairs, and I showed her all the deer mounts and all the stuff. And I said, I just want you to understand, before you get too invested in this, this is who I am. This will never change.
Yeah.
And she said, that's fine. She's fine. She actually told me if I get a moose, she's going to let me put it up in the living room.
Hey,
that's a winner.
She's coming around, huh?
Yeah. Well, she was fine with what I had down in the studio, but I just said this will always be part of me because it's who I am.
And I think that's the way you got to be. Like,
yeah,
you know, that's a tough one for me, man. Like, I'll feed you the biz, but my wife is she wants the African animals at home, not at the studio.
That's awesome.
And to me, I'm like, okay, that's a girl you need. Because it's like, we're not hanging fucking paintings or Hobby Lobby fucking cow pictures on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Like,
live, laugh, fart.
Yeah, live, laugh, whatever the hell you do. But, and here's the thing. We sound like we're giving Doug a hard time. We kind of are, just because of, like, the listener heritage of Doug's relationship.
I mean, it's only been 2 months. I mean, there's a lot of real talks that need to happen.
Yeah, but they're better to happen early than they are 4 months, 5 months, 6 months.
I did tell her that, like, you know, because we were gone a week for bear camp and 2 weeks in Africa, and I was like, it's only going to get, you know,
worse
from here, probably.
I feel like with relationships, though, is like a lot of that is like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Because they're just like, yeah, sure it is. Sure it is. Sure it is. No, it's not. I'm going to change him. You ain't changing shit. It's part of that. Dating a hunter is not
good luck changing me.
An easy thing, really, I think, but especially when you're already like in your 30s.
Yeah.
Like, if you're 19, you might have a chance at changing the old boy, but I don't know, man.
These colors don't run.
That's right.
I hope for the best for you, Doug.
I've never seen you this happy. Well, I've seen you.
Doug's pretty happy.
I'm always happy, though.
Well, no, I've seen you in dire straits, man.
Well, that's because of the hungover, probably.
I've seen Doug pretty happy.
Sunday morning at the Deer Classic when Doug strolls in.
Oh, my.
It's not a pretty picture.
That was a bad day.
I've seen Doug pretty happy with no woman anywhere near him.
Yeah, he's got a glow about him right now, though.
I really do.
Yeah.
I always have that, though.
You're pregnant. You got a pregnant glow.
And blend a little bit.
Gee whiz.
We want the best for you, Doug.
I appreciate that.
We do.
I'm rooting for you, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, we hope she, Elizabeth, just really pans out for you.
That's not her name.
I know. It's a test.
Yeah. Well, hey.
I forget her name.
Hey, the real question is, like, will she make it through hunting season, but will she make it through this new product that we're coming out with? That's the real question.
Ooh, will she make it through trade show season next year?
You're going to be beating chicks off with a stick.
Doug met her at a trade show.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
The last trade show.
At Deers and Beers?
No, the one before that.
What was the one before that?
Illinois.
Peoria.
Peoria?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, that was confusing. Illinois Deer Classic. Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you got to do that show?
That's John's show. I heard really good stuff about that.
Great show.
That was actually a really good show.
It was actually financially our best show.
Really?
Which is insane.
That's good.
For a new show.
Home show, baby. But, you know, there's more people at Iowa, but that was better for us. Yeah, you should do it. That's where Doug met his girl. You can meet another side piece. Your wife might like her.
You want to get weird?
Yeah, you're getting weird for me is... never mind.
It's got weird enough.
Yeah.
We hope the best for you and your girl, Doug.
It's too late.
Yeah, we'll see.
Can we do radio updates on Doug and his girl?
Absolutely.
Because she's from Des Moines area.
Really?
So she'd probably hear the radio show.
Wow.
Altoona?
That's right. Yeah, my wheelhouse, man.
Like 2 minutes from Adventureland.
Yeah, it's like 12 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could fly my drone over there.
Could we look through the window, see Doug just...
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Well, gosh, man, if you're going to be in the area, I'm a little hurt that you even called or emailed or texted and said, hey, I'm around.
He's just over there at breweries and all kinds of shit.
I've actually only went there like 3 times so far. Yeah. It's all been...
It's a real serious relationship they got.
Yeah, it's always been to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be over there
in 10 minutes.
She lives
with her parents, so...
No, she doesn't.
Yeah. I'm just making shit up in my ear.
So I make false accusations.
Oh. Well, at least I'm doing it while you're here.
No, we could make that a feature if you want. I could have that sponsored by the WCB. Hey, everybody, it's time for the WCB Doug update. This week, we're going to see where's he at in week 12.
No, how about
in
this?
In his relationship.
Well, yeah, Doug's got two doe tags left.
Yeah, we won't
where
do
are we
the,
at, Doug?
We won't do the update. I'll just come on if we break up. And then...
Oh, I don't want to hear that. That's going to be sad.
Yeah, everyone gets sad and shit. We don't want to hear that.
No, we don't want a downer, man.
We need to hear an update. Like, hey, I still got a buck tag in my pocket, and she's doing well so far.
That's a positive update. What I will tell you, if things do go south, we need to make a. We're gonna do. Oh, I know what we're doing.
Oh boy,
we're gonna do a speed dating segment here in the studio on the show. And then we'll
girls call in.
No, they'll come in person.
They'll come,
give them 5 minutes interview talking. To break up with this chick, this would be way better for our brand.
That would be so awkward.
We need to do that at a show.
Oh, that's at a better.
Date?
Speed dating. Sign
speed,
up for
speed dating at the WCB at this show.
That would be
so fun for us.
Especially
for
with the new product coming out.
That'd be
Think
so
about
awkward
how many
for
women
me.
You would meet.
Yeah, but that seems so awkward.
5 minutes, a girl, she comes in, you guys talk, you see what gets close, and you give them scale 1 to 10. And then you give us the sheet, we'll do averages, hey, you're invited back.
3 minutes.
And then, oh, yes.
He can get everything done in 3 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah,
three minutes. What was that game show back in the day, Blind Date or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
You sat behind curtains and you talk to each other?
Contestant number one.
No, we can't do blind.
Why not?
No,
I need to see him.
No, do the 3 minute recoil.
Okay.
That would be so much fun. Dude, text her right now and just tell her that you're done. And then let's go ahead and just start
getting chicks lined up for the fucking classic.
Oh, how fun. That would be so much fun.
Do it on do it Friday night, date night.
Yes. Dude, I'll hire John. We'll pay him full scale for his outdoor producing.
I'll give out free deer Iowa Deer Classic tickets for anyone that wants to take part.
Oh, that'd be great.
We'll buy your way. That just
sounds awkward.
You'd meet so many great women.
I don't think
women.
I would do well at that.
You'd meet so many great women.
All you got to do is just sit there and just listen.
I'll host it. Eric will host it. I'll be the main host, and Eric will ask like the intimate questions. I'll be like the kind of like the Bob Barker
the host.
That comes in.
You'd be the host.
And then you're like the guy who...
Can we get you one of those real skinny microphones?
I want one of them. Buy one of them. And you're going to have Amazon. One too. And then I'll get a clip-on tie, and I'll be like...
We'll just make a fake one.
If you guys do it in Iowa, I can do the play-by-play on the other booth.
Oh, Candace, come on down. Yeah.
Come on down.
Yeah, you guys can have a little shield card so you can put their name up.
Oh, geez.
Hey, now approaching Doug's booth.
I like this.
Hey, we might need
that. Mary. Hey. Mary is from Illinois. She's happy and sassy.
Yeah. Four kids from three different dads.
Mary
sits, you say four? Yeah. Next.
I'm telling you what, that could be a feature.
We might need another booth space for Iowa.
Another 10-footer.
Yeah, get John. A nice little purple purple carpet, a little purple rain going.
Purple.
I still have a girlfriend right now at this point.
Jacob can actually like make sure it's actually who they are. Hibbit and then let them in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Background checks.
Yep.
But let's just...
It's a good idea, right?
Oh, it's a great idea.
Listen, if things go south, we got you.
That is an industry first. That has never been done at an outdoor trade show.
No one else could pull it off but us.
No.
No one could pull it off but me.
If she makes it to November 19th, I'll be very impressed.
Okay.
Right? Dude, all my girlfriends in high school, you know when they cheated on me? Hunting season. What's up?
Because you weren't around.
He's in a tree. You're in a tree.
Daddy was gone.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad they did. Looking back, fuck them. Right, Doug?
Hey, thanks. You bitch.
I learned, didn't I?
This isn't the last time you're going to have Bush Light and Mountain Dew, isn't it? Because it turned bad.
It turned. Yeah. But that's what makes what happened the show to this podcast? The show.
What just happened?
We were talking about what's your favorite hunt. Next thing I know, we're at speed dating Doug.
That's what we do at working class. Yeah,
I'm still in a relationship at this point. Let's all calm down.
Yeah, but are you?
I am.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
When's the last time you talked to her?
Right before we started a podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure. Convenient, right, Dan?
I'm happy for him.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. I am too. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I don't want to see your relationship fail for real. I just think we'd have a lot more fun if you're single.
That's all we're saying, Doug.
Hey, listen, I don't want it to fail.
You got to do it for the brand, Doug.
But if it does, we're going to have fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, all I can tell you is next year, first quarter, is going to be some amazing announcements made in the outdoor industry. I can't elaborate at this time, but I will tell you that Doug will be on the tip of the tongue of a lot of people because this new product is going to revolutionize the outdoors.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, Dan. We could use that.
We're going to need your cameo.
Use that for the commercial, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to need your cameo. We are.
I'm here for you guys.
Can we sponsor a segment on the radio show with this product that we're coming out with?
You can do anything you want. I'm part of the team.
Okay. Wait till you see our commercial.
Yeah.
We got to get that going.
Mind blown.
Yeah. Larry Mack's already going to do one.
If we can't all quit
our
jobs
after this.
What
do you call Larry? Lorenzo?
Lorenzo.
Wait.
Huh?
How long you been friends with Larry?
Larry? 7 years, 8 years.
You never heard the Lorenzo story?
I don't hear, you know, he doesn't tell me everything.
Next time you bring it out of people. Or talk to him, ask him the Lorenzo story.
Okay, I will.
We can't, and we're not going to say it on air without him here. But
Lorenzo. I've never been to a camp or anywhere in public with Larry. I mean, I've been all over the country with Larry, and I've never had anybody, whenever he shows up, it's party time.
Oh, yeah.
That guy, people love him. I'm not, and what we talked about earlier on the feed on my show.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it, man. Deer gravitate to him, raise their arm and shoulder and say, just shoot me, Larry.
There's guys like that, man.
I'm telling you, that man is just, whatever it is, he's got it.
There's guys like that.
I'm the next Larry McCoy.
We love Larry, but we hate that he wasn't here.
It's pretty rude.
I've been looking forward to this for 3 months, Kurt.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
Apparently Larry hasn't.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we've given you like the full WCB experience. Like, this is kind of what we do. We got you to cuss.
Yeah,
and I feel like we're good at like tapping into people who don't like, I don't want to say, I mean this as a compliment.
Yeah.
Like professionals that are the at the most professional of their profession. Like, we've got Mark Drury to cuss. That right there is like the pinnacle. We've got you to cuss. Like, anyone we get on, we can tap in. We can get them to just...
We'll get you.
It kind of... We knock the edge off. We're like a shot of whiskey.
We're going to bring in a priest, and he's going to cuss like a sailor.
Oh, dude, I get a nun to cuss.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's not a stretch. I had a friend of mine in the service that was a chaplain. He cussed... I'd never seen anybody cuss as much as he did.
Really?
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
You know? God bless him.
That's pretty neat.
But no, man, we're glad you made it out.
Thank you for coming.
You committed.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Hey, I tell you, I'm going to be here. I'm here.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hear that, Larry?
Yeah. Finding more people like you.
Yeah.
Commitment. Well, where can people find you? Where do they find Outdoors Dan?
They can find me at theoutdoorcallradio.com. They can find me on Facebook under Dan Young, the Outdoor Call Radio app page, or Outdoors Dan.
Love it.
Awesome.
And you can hear us Friday nights
at 9:30 Central Time. Soon to be
Third Shifters.
Third Shifters coming soon. Yeah. And we got a new show coming that we'll tell you about after this airs.
Yes. Yeah. Coming soon. It should be right in the ballpark of when this episode launches. So yeah, you're right. You're right on that. So all right.
Awesome.
Doug, you got anything?
Thanks for coming on.
My Dan. Pleasure, sir. It was an honor and a privilege.
That's all I got.
Nothing else.
Eric. No, Dan, thanks for coming. I mean, I'm glad you could show up and Larry didn't make it. So, yeah, thanks for coming.
Hey, RTG strong, man.
That's right.
Yeah. Except for Larry.
Dan, of course, we all thank you. Thank you again. Thanks, Larry, for nothing. And thank you, Elite Archery, for Grant.
Very, very respectful of him not to come.
Yeah, you didn't really respect the game of podcasting there, Larry.
True.
But he's respecting the game in Kentucky. So good luck, buddy. Doug, sorry about your girl. I hope you guys really do make it. But also, it'd be a lot more fun to host a dating show for once.
Yeah, it'd be kind of funny, though.
Hey, seriously, we need to do that.
We're doing it.
If that happens, which I hope it doesn't for your sake, because you're happy. But if it does happen, we're doing that at the Deer Class.
I got some ideas. I want to make it even more public, and I'm going to make some phone calls in the next 3 weeks of recording this to make this be a feature event somewhere. I have an idea, but I can't tell anybody right now.
So, you know, it'd be kind of even more funny if this episode launches and they're already broken up.
Dude, it's on if that happens. It is on.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Hey, time will tell.
Time will tell.
Time will tell. Well,
as he sips Mountain Dew and Busch Light.
There's a girl out there for you, man. I know it. And I'm going to find her.
All right. Okay. I could already have one, but. The awkward silence.
You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you.